How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Just people.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Just people.
Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Can't stop.
Just people.
Stop on the run. Stop on the run.
Just people.
Stop on the run. Can't stop the run. Stop on the run. Can't stop the run. Can't stop the run. Can't stop the run. Can't stop the run.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, I know it's the day before Halloween, but yes, yeah. Look who's wearing a white sheet in the studio today.
You can never be too ready, Don.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Square once again.
There we go.
And all the ships at sea. Hey, they know you can't spell pumpkin custard pie without P-A-R-D. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody.
Just people.
Yeah. Right, Don and Mike show. New episode on this Tuesday, October 30. And, of course, we love taking your telephone calls.
And we love pie.
Yeah, a big pie-eating show today. Here's the number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Of course, broadcasting today from the world's most powerful city, Washington, D.C. And your phone line, 202-432-1067. All right, there are the numbers. The blower is activated, and there he is to my right and to your left. Just people.
Just people.
Radio's Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy.
I'm Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Just people.
Well, listen, we've got the pie that we're going to get to here in a second. The contestants are already starting to lounge in our reception area.
We are up to our elbows. No, we're up to our necks. We're up to the tippy tops of our head.
Yeah, I just brought Mike in the producer's room for a real funny sight.
Wow.
You've not lived until you've seen 40 brand new hot off the press pumpkin pies.
And you know, when I looked at those pies, at that very moment, I began to get that dull, queasy feeling that I always get on these shows.
Perfect.
Listen to that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the big pumpkin pie eating show. We'll get to it. First order of business. Well, what a tough choice you sports fans are going to have tonight. Because listen to this. This is what you call a sports dilemma.
Absolutely.
You've got Game 3 of the World Series tonight with the beloved Yankees and the hated Diamondbacks. That's at Yankee Stadium. Then you got Michael Jordan making his return.
Yeah, the debut in Madison Square Garden.
Yes, right. Against the Knicks. So you got two major sporting events tonight on against each other. The World Series, Yankees Diamondbacks, Michael Jordan's return, Wizards in the Knicks.
Right.
And oh, yes, the Don and Mike Gutter Balls.
Yeah, I mean, that's a trifecta of great sports activity.
Unfortunately, our event will not be televised. Huh. So if you want to see us...
Well, it's not for lack of those networks knocking on our door, though.
If you want to see us, go to 2-2. I think that would even our record up at 2-2, right?
No, we would be 1-3. If we won, we would be 2-2.
2-2. Well, listen, tonight we will play a team called Just Throw the Damn Ball.
Right.
Dynamite Gutter Balls will be at AMF.
AMF.
And that is in Annandale, Virginia. And, of course, we've timed it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees game starts at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan's game starts at 7:30.
Right.
And
Our game starts at 7:30.
Well, you have to start all major sporting events at the same time, especially when they're of the, you know, that stature.
Mm-hmm. We're synchronized. So we'll see you tonight.
Just people.
Just people.
I'm feeling good about tonight. I think we might put another one in the W column.
Me too. Well, you know why? Because Buzz Melwood Burbank,
he's back. And you remember his game before he came up lame.
I'm back, and I'm well.
Oh, really? You feel good tonight?
Feeling strong.
Good. I don't know how many of you remember the famous playoff game with the New York Knickerbockers when Willis Reed came off the bench single-handedly to lift the Knicks to victory when it looked like they were going to get their asses kicked and no one expected him to play.
Mm-hmm.
That's the role we're counting on tonight from Buzz Melwood Burbank.
I know what I have to do.
And perhaps at some point during the show, maybe today or a day in the future, we'll explain why Buzz's middle name is Melwood.
Absolutely. And I'd like to tell everyone that, you know, the thousands that might be coming out to see that bowling match tonight, that my shirt is not going to be looking all that tidy. I actually...
Not a chance to launder it after last week in New Jersey?
Didn't have a chance to launder it, and it pretty much has been in a ball since then. And I didn't even have time this morning to press it.
I wouldn't give it a second thought, because not only are they well-made, excellent shirts, the bowling alley is an environment where a shirt can stand two or three wearings and really have not be worse.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate
it. It won't smell of smoke.
No, it won't.
We're wearing paper shirts tonight.
Very good.
Very good chance our shirts will catch on fire tonight.
It's crazy.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, I was supposed to be an alternate. Did you get enough women?
Honey, you better get your butt down here right away. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Are you coming?
I only counted.
What do you mean you're not coming? Well, you said you're supposed to be an alternate.
I know, but we're closing on a refinance, and I wanted to not get verbally flogged on the radio for not showing up.
Oh, I got you. Well, no, I think there's at least four girls here already.
Really? What rating are you getting?
6.75.
Oh, you could have done better than that.
Yeah. Well, you should have come down to get the pumpkin pie, but thanks for calling and giving us the heads up.
Okay, thanks.
You know, you can do your refi upstairs and eat your pumpkins down here.
It's true. Were you gonna take your top off?
I don't think you'd be interested. I'm too small.
Too small. Well,
no, we don't know. All sizes.
We've never seen a woman too big or too small, but all right, well, thanks for calling, though.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye, honey. Bye-bye.
No pie for you.
All right, so she won't be here, but let's get a...
we got a lobby full, that's for sure.
Let's get a head count from the lovely Colette on who's here.
A lot
here.
Of big men, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Colette, hi, it's us.
Hi.
Hi, how many folks we got out there already for the pie eating today?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's great.
Good start. Yeah, that's almost a full compliment.
The exciting world of radio, I just want those of you who are not in the biz like I am, do you feel the excitement in Colette's voice as she counted?
Oh, yeah, it's
from
electric.
1 to 9?
Yeah, she is really pumped about this show today.
It's goddamn it. Well, she's excited to come to work every day.
Of course, because we're here.
At the media powerhouse.
Isn't that right, Colette?
Who just hung up.
She hung up. Oh, there she goes. Well, take my word for it. She's she's excited.
Who wouldn't be? I think the whole building is all a quiver.
They're all upset. You know, we had to go out by special tarps, and we had to get, like, special barf bags and stuff, and the 40 pumpkin pies, all of them lined up. That's the best part of the show.
I'm all for the tarps and barf bags. You know, I love these shows, but I like keeping everything just covered. You know, limiting the splatter factor.
I do want to send some love out to my cunny honey, my beautiful wife, Frida, who once again is at jury duty. Here's the deal. She was selected to be on a civil trial, and she will be... now, she does get to come home at night.
Right.
She does get to come home, but she is gone from 8 o'clock in the morning until 5:30 in the afternoon. They've told her that most likely she can count on this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Right.
They will give the jurors Friday off, and then next week they'll continue.
So this is a pretty heavy-duty case, and she can't... I already asked you in the office, she can't tell you anything about it, right?
I grilled her. I really grilled her last night. What is it? Is it something good? Is it something you can tell me? And I said to her, you know, if you tell me, and I get on the radio and I talk about it, you're going to get thrown off the jury.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But then she brought up that...
But now it's a legal thing, now that she's on the jury.
She could then go to jail, like, for contempt of court.
That's
or something.
Right. Put her in jail for that. But prior to that, if she had, you know, if you'd really talked about it, like, she could have, like, during the selection process, talked to you about it, you get on the radio, then she brings the tape in and plays it for the people selecting, the lawyers.
It says something to me about the selection process of the jury that I said to her, did you mention that you were married to me? And she said, yeah, many times. And I said, they still selected you? She said, oh, yeah, I was chosen. Both sides said I'd be a great juror.
It's interesting.
I said, okay. All right, so she...
Makes you wonder about our system.
Sure does. Just be advised. I've been in the court of Lady Frieda many times.
Right.
And I have never been found... Not guilty.
No, she's the hanging juror.
I'm always guilty.
Right.
Whether I've done anything or not.
Now, I would wonder the fact that we're even talking about this right now, if that would, that's okay.
Someone would hear that and...
No, because I have not mentioned what court she's in.
Right.
I've not mentioned where she's serving, what she's doing. And
she's anonymous.
I've been instructed not to do that.
As are most jurors.
Yeah, so, but anyway, she's there, and if you're the dude or dudette who's up right now...
Right.
Hope you look good in the yellow suit, the orange jumpsuit.
Wonderful.
I would bet you're coming out with.
Well, it's a civil case, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but still, I imagine with Frieda on the jury,
yeah,
she'll sway them
somehow, involve another charge or something, or discover some information that'll put the person.
And even if it's like a white collar crime with a guy like embezzling, I don't know what the situation is, but if it's a guy, for instance, who's stealing money from his company or something,
right.
Then I'm sure by the end of the day he'll leave in the shackles, his hands and his feet will be shackled.
Yeah, because he'll attack probably the prosecuting attorney,
leg irons.
So I can't stand you.
Here comes Frieda.
Juror number five.
There's a question. From juror number five. And that's the other thing. I want to apologize in advance. Hey, Rob, would you crank the AC?
I already did.
Damn, it's hot in here.
It's difficult to breathe in here. And we're going to have, we're not going to necessarily have it, but we're going to have lots of eating going on in here.
I would like to also, in advance, apologize to the other 11 members of the jury who are going to have to sit through deliberations with my wife.
And idle conversation.
Yeah, once they've heard all of the evidence in the civil trial that she's on the jury of, I can only imagine it's going to be like Thanksgiving dinner at our house when it's time for the discussion about all the ins and outs of the trial.
With the conversations I've had with your wife, I know no finer, more capable, more dedicated devil's advocate than your wife.
I mean,
who could argue any point just for the sake, you could just give her the opposition view, even if she didn't believe in it, and she'd be perfectly qualified.
She got the diarrhea of the mouth, so there you go. That's the latest on my wife. She's at jury duty all of this week. We're real broken up about it in my house.
Of course.
I'll say this now, because I know there's not a chance she's listening. Yesterday afternoon... I got home from work, and my kid was at work, and Frieda called to say, oh, my God, I'm going to be here, 8:30 to 5. And so I called Bart, and I said, on your way home from work, stop and pick something up for dinner for you and I, because Mom is running real late, and she had her art class last night. Of course, nothing gets in the way of the art class. And Bart said, is Mom sequestered? And I said, no, she's coming home every night. He went, oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. Not a free spirit.
Not a free pass in totality.
I think we both are kind of looking for that free pass. So that's the latest. Now, listen, Rob, is the flu shot lady here yet? Wasn't she supposed to be here like any second? What are you on, Mike 5?
Oh, I forgot. I'm on Mike 5. Yeah, we have Mike 5 in effect today.
Very good.
The vaccine should be here at any moment. I mean, and, she said 11:15, so... Mm.
Yeah, it's basically that vaccine's going to cover the flu, anthrax, smallpox, anything, right?
That's right. And soreness in the knee following bowling tonight, so we should be good.
Yeah, we're getting our flu shots today, and it's something we do every year on the show.
And we will be immune from the blood of the non-believer.
Absolutely.
Very good. So vampires can't get it.
Right.
And Rob will be the last one to get his shot.
Yeah,
as is always the case.
That's
now,
a great tradition on the show.
Now, I want to say something big for the show. I need a timpani here, Rob, because I want to announce something very big on this show.
All right. I love big announcements.
This is something big. This doesn't have to do with an affiliate or anything else, but this is something that helps you, the radio consumer. From us, the Don and Mike Show, the show that never has and never will have a budget to give away anything decent. I mean, even when we've given away money, it's OPM, it's other people's money.
That's right. I know you have been standing on various street corners handing out roses to try to raise funds for the show.
Well, I'm here to tell you that starting as early as tomorrow and as late as the end of the week... You, the Don and Mike listeners, will have a chance to win. And listen to the turnaround on this. On Friday, December 14th,
wow,
which is just like 6 weeks from now, we will be giving away a brand new Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, baby!
To one of our listeners.
Yeah, baby!
Just in time for Christmas.
Wonderful prize.
Now, I know you hear some stations that give away, hundreds of thousands of dollars and a car a day and all that crap, all the top 40 stations. This is a big deal for us because we never get dick to give away.
Right.
I mean, you know what I got today to give away?
What?
Listen to this. Congratulations. You have won a Redskins team highlight video.
All right.
Oh, man.
Is that from this year or last year?
Yeah, Jesus.
Well, either way, is the tape 1 minute long?
I think so.
What is it, highlights from the Giants game last week?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we do have some good prizes. We have, like, the airfare and ad stuff and the Blockbuster cards, but we never get the big ticket items. And who do we have to thank?
Who's the last time we gave away a car?
Not in the 10 years we've worked here.
I don't think we have.
Not since we worked at Power 105.
Yeah, we used to give away a bunch of cars there. Now we're giving away a car. That is really... I love giving away a car.
And not just a car.
A car.
Not just a car.
Wonderful.
A 2002 Mercedes-Benz.
Very exciting.
And the car, of course, is like everything in our life, courtesy of Simply Wireless.
Oh, they are good folks.
Wow. Get their website at simplywireless.com.
Roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz.
Yes, we are giving away a Mercedes-Benz.
Very good.
On this show, and we're doing it just in time for Christmas.
That's exciting. Wow.
We're going to have a different contest every day on the show. We're actually going to make it real simple. I don't know, we were doing the math. When you count in the fact that we have 2 days off for Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving. Mm. Other than that, we're here every day, 5 days a week. There's something like, depending on when we start this, anywhere between 29 and 30 more shows
right
before December 14th. So there will be one winner a day that will get a key and a fabulous prize pack. And then on Friday, December 14th, right here, we're going to have a key party. And if your key starts the car...
I love those.
Boom. I mean, that's how simple it is. The paperwork.
We did it one time where everybody was like, meticulously waiting in line, and like the second key worked.
Yeah.
Very frustrating.
Very exciting.
Well, we're going to have at least 25, maybe 30 people. And I know you're wondering, maybe you live somewhere else and you might win a key. Well, here's what we've been able to work out. If you're listening to us in New York and you win a key, Amtrak's going to come through with transportation to bring you down here.
So if you win a key, you don't have to pay to come down here to the key party.
Right. Now, if you're listening to us in Seattle or Las Vegas, well, you're going to have to get on a bus.
Right.
Because, I mean, that we can't pay for everybody to come out here.
No.
New York's close enough that Amtrak will pick it up. But even if you live in Seattle or Portland or Las Vegas, one of these other cities that's carrying the show, and you happen to win a key... It might be worth it. I mean, you come out and, you know, it's a 1 in 25 or 1 in 30 shot of winning a Mercedes.
Amen.
Speaking of a 1 in 25 shot, we have the shot lady ready to go.
Bring her in.
Okie doke.
Yeah, Wheeler.
We're going to do it right now?
Yeah. Get our flu shots. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what kind of Benz is it?
You know, I don't have the paperwork on it. But
really?
No, hold on. I know what it's the, whatever the brand new one is. The new coupe? I mean,
the new coupe. Hatchback one?
Is it the C?
Yeah, it's the C.
It's the C. It's really nice. The C-Class is really nice.
No, it is. It's the C. They had the paperwork yesterday.
Oh, it's the same lady. Hi.
Hi. Oh, it's the flu
How
lady.
How are you?
I am fine.
Good to
I
see you.
I am fine. Yeah, I'm by myself this year. The other ones got scared off.
Oh, you mean the other ladies that give us our flu shots?
Yes.
They're afraid
I'm
of us?
A brave one.
Well, listen, yeah, the Mercedes is absolutely beautiful.
I'm back.
All right, I'm going to try to win it, all right?
Okay, that's fine.
Good
me.
Luck.
Absolutely.
Right,
are you kidding? That's the biggest prize we've ever had to give away. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what about the surrogate key guy that you did?
The what?
You guys did a surrogate with Charlie for guys that were out of the, you know, out of the...
Yeah, no, this time you got to be here to win. We want the excitement of...
Good, more for me.
We want the excitement of actually having the person put the key in the car. And I think when we did the surrogate thing with Charlie, it was a cash prize we were giving away.
That was a car.
Was it really?
It was a car. He used his key, you know, or he stepped in.
Have we given away a car on this show before ever, really?
Yeah, but it was the second
we gave
guy.
Away a bunch of cash one time.
Well, what, Robbie?
I remember having a lockbox full of money, and that's what we did the key promotion for. Remember we had that steel box?
Yeah, we never given away a car before. I mean, it's nothing to a station like, you know, Z104 or Z100 or something, but for us to give away a car and a Mercedes.
Big deal.
Christ, it's great. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is your affiliate in Iowa City.
Hi.
If any of our listeners get a key and a chance to win the car, we'll get them out there.
That's the way smart affiliates work, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. So that'll be anyone from KCJJ land who wins a key.
That's right.
That station will get your ass out here. Okay, thank you, man.
Hey.
Cool.
All right, good news. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Great, I was just calling about the new Benz.
Yeah.
My buddy just got it. It's a great car, but it's the absolute worst bend you could ever possibly get.
Oh, there no, you there thank you. Thanks so much, sir.
That's what we love hearing. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. I love the show.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Mr. That was Pat Goss calling, incidentally. Thank you, Pat.
Well, then I say we should give away a Hyundai instead.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Don and Mike, yeah. You did a live Halloween show about 5 years ago at a movie theater that you were opening up in Virginia.
Oh, you're right.
Away a Jeep.
Yeah, we gave away a Jeep. Guys, right. We have given away a car before.
You're better than a Jeep.
Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, that's right. I was dressed as Roseanne, and Mike was dressed as someone else.
Technically, he's still wrong, though, because that was a 2-year lease, not ownership of a car.
I thought you were dressed as Wendy that year.
No, that was Planet Hollywood.
I was dressed as Wendy for another year.
All the staff was dressed as
Wendy. Who was I dressed as when...
dressed as Connie Chung.
I was dressed as Wolfman Jack.
That was at another movie theater. That was at the cinema in Draft House. I remember you being Dave Thomas when she was Wendy.
Oh, that's right. Don't refer to me as she.
I'm sorry, when he was Wendy.
When I was Wendy.
You completed the illusion.
At that theater out in, Chantilly? Sterling?
I don't remember.
That was the year... Oh, I forget, because that was the year I got married.
You know what, we've simply been on the air too long.
Yeah.
This is really, really obnoxious.
Hello, Don and Mike show, who cares?
Hello,
Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hi.
Let me tell you about this Mercedes, it's the best.
Ah.
It was featured in Road and Track and everything. They're kind of going back to the old style, but the coupe, right?
I saw one of these cars, and if this is the Mercedes we're getting away, this is awesome.
It's a brand new one.
God,
very, very cool.
It's got computer, digital, everything. The CD player comes out of his hidden console.
Right.
Everything's chrome and metallic. It's beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I saw some pictures of it yesterday. It's a kick-ass car.
Fantastic.
And unlike the guy was right, I guess we gave away a lease before. There's nothing wrong with giving away a lease, but there's nothing nicer than you just go in, you get the key, and you sign the paper, and the goddamn car is yours.
Sign the papers, old man.
So, and what's best about it is that we're going to have one winner a day, meaning that your chance of winning the car will be increased multifold, because we're only going to have 25. The Cubs' chances this year
are multifold.
You have a better chance of winning.
The changes in the organization of this contest are multifold.
But I want to tell you something, all you people out there.
Just people.
Listen, you're going to have to listen your asses off, though, to win this key.
Pay attention.
It ain't going to be any little simple call in to win
thing. You're going to have to pay attention to the program. That's the most important
thing. Listen to the whole show. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
It sounds like this car will fascinate you.
It will fascinate you.
I'm looking at all the flu lady stuff over here. She looks like she's ready to rock and roll.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What up?
Hey, hi.
What's going on? Hey, should I wear a costume tonight? The bowling alley?
I mean, if you want to wear a costume.
Free country.
Sure, go ahead.
I'll be a alphabet bomber.
You'll be a what?
Alphabet bomber.
The alphabet bomber?
Yeah.
What the hell's that?
What is that?
Well, I'll bring my CDs. CD's nuts.
Oh, dude, get out of here. That was a D's nuts call.
Ugh.
I'll bring my CDs. What CDs? D's nuts.
In the ass.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Can you give us a shot that will vaccinate us against these phone calls?
That'd be wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey. Did they call again?
Pardon me?
Did they call?
Joe, are you running the phones? Joe, are you running the phones today?
I don't know who's screening the calls.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's get our flu shots. Let me see. Influenza vaccine consent form.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I already filled mine out.
Now, does this, covers me for the flu, for the AIDS, for anthrax? What does this cover me for?
Well, it will cover you against 3 strains of flu for this year. There are other preventive measures you can take with regard to the other conditions.
Very good. You know, very delightfully wonderful diplomatic answer right there.
All right, well, I'm going to fill out my form. And, Mike, if you've already filled yours out, why don't you be the first to get your shot?
I love being first. You know that.
Here we go. Flu shots.
You've had flu shots before without any problem.
Yes, I have.
It's very important that you not be allergic to eggs.
Right.
No, he's not.
I love eggs.
And I love eggs. The problem is eggs don't love Mike.
Lisa, hold my hand.
I'm here for you.
Or something. Go ahead, fill out your form. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful Four spacious skies. When are you going to put it in there?
It's all over.
Oh, all right. You've done it already?
Is that it?
All over.
Isn't that great? Once again, totally pain-free.
Right.
She is truly a magician with the needle.
You're very good.
Would you like a band-aid?
Yeah, I love a band, even though I really don't need one, because you know how gentle you are. Thank you, my love.
All right, I'm ready. I'm ready if you work your way over here. You got to do it way up on the shoulder, or can you just do it on my bicep?
Well, I know it's difficult to get that shirt over.
I have very large biceps.
You need to unbuckle for this shot.
You got to unbuckle?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Don, you went right for your belt. Rob got you on that one.
Here you go. Can you just give it to me right here?
Simple. Oh, sorry about that.
Just give it to me.
Oh, sure.
Give it to me, baby. You're going to see my extreme threshold of pain right now. Right.
Okay, here we go.
Do it. Good old-fashioned bloodletting.
Okay, now tell me when. Tell me when.
Ow, okay, ow, you
ow,
ready?
Ow. Yeah. Ow. No problem.
that's the different degrees of pain that we
no
go
problem.
Through.
No problem.
Yeah, I like
that.
Right.
Ow. No problem. Can I have a lollipop or something?
I'll give you a little kiss.
She kissed my boo-boos.
How many years you been giving us flu shots? How many years you been here?
Oh, it seems like about 25, but
in all seriousness, I think this is her sixth year.
Sixth year we've been getting our flu shots on the air.
Right.
All right, now it's time.
I'm very brave.
How about Slow Joe Ardinger next?
Or as he filled out his form, Joseph W. Ardinger.
Now, as per usual, that flu shot can be effective by putting it in the middle of his forehead.
That's not the preferred site, however.
All right, here is Joe Ardinger ready to get his flu shot.
Okay, now, Joe, I haven't given you a flu shot before. Have you had these before?
Yes.
Okay, have you ever had any problem?
Just lightheadedness.
Just a slight learning.
But I like that. Joe'd like to know if he can get some Vicodin with this.
Could you throw a little morphine in with that?
That would be a controlled substance.
Okay, here we go.
Hang on.
There you go, Joe. Whoa. Look at that, no problem.
All right.
No problem. Not
even a peep out of Joe.
Not a sound. Now, does Lisa have to take her shirt off for this?
Please.
Lisa, we might have a problem. Yes, we could do that.
Oh, look at that. Ooh, she's pulling down her the collar on her shirt there.
This is like if Jennifer Beals got a flu shot in Flashdance. I'm going to go screen some more delightful callers.
Sorry for yelling at you, Joe.
Hey,
I can see your bra strap.
Here we go. She's about to get the shot.
Flu shot
yes.
Before? You're not allergic to
no.
Needles?
You don't like needles, though, do you?
Ow.
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 There, hold on.
Ow.
You did very, very good.
All right.
Thanks.
You're still standing. That's
there
right.
There you go.
I don't know.
Good girl.
Thanks.
Good girl. And now here comes Buzz Burbank.
Should we be getting the shot in our non-bowling arm in case of soreness?
Absolutely.
I think if you prefer to go bowling right afterwards, you can.
Yeah. Really?
See, it's fine.
Okay, great.
It's fine.
Now, here's Buzz. Rob is sensitive.
Not here.
I think we might have a little window into the problem child when it comes to these flu shots. Rob's a little nervous.
He is jumpy. That's why he has
nervous. Rob's always a little
not
nervous.
Not me.
And he's a man that needs it more than anybody else because they say, really, the elderly have to really get there.
Very important.
I should probably have two.
Now, I hope you don't break one of Buzz's brittle bones
right
when you insert this needle.
Well, I hope not either.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be a problem. All right.
Okay. Relax.
Buzz is wearing the t-shirt that he wore in Moominshans.
Oh, he's down.
And there it goes.
Deeza.
My goodness.
Very
Buzz.
Good. Easy as pie.
Spandex t-shirt.
No, it's not Dieter. Who's the guy that Mike Myers does?
That is Dieter. Dieter from Sprocket.
Sprocket.
Now it's time when we dance.
All right, and now here's the bravest man in the room.
This is a guy that could get 15 shots a day because it wouldn't matter to him at all.
Yeah, I've been out trying to get diabetes all week because I'd like to get a shot every day.
Look at that hairy arm.
Okay.
And Rob that undershirt, ain't it?
Show that silver back arm.
There we go.
All right.
Take a look at those guns, Mike.
It throws off light.
This is a man who actually really trains us how to deal with the...
Right.
Are you about to give Rob his shot?
Makes me feel ashamed that
I think it was Elvis who said the germ is the enemy, and what you just need to is just put it over the pain. Just don't even think about it.
Mind over matter, Rob.
I want you just to relax and
relax.
Happy thoughts.
I think for Rob's sake, he's asked if you could give a three count for the the shot. Oh, please.
A one, and a two, and a three.
Ah, 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 ah,
Ah.
All right, there you go. Rob Spiewak. Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
That's his yearly show.
There you go.
Now, remind people, in case, now no one here had any problems, but it's also a good time to donate blood. So, since we stick needles in people, I just want to remind people that everyone came out to donate blood after the tragedies on September 11th, so it's still a good time to donate blood because those supplies are depleted. So you can call locally to 1-866-BLOOD-SAVES.
Do you ever can you come into different places and take blood from people?
Yes, but you have to be screened first.
Okay.
So I'll leave the screening criteria with you. So
okay. Well, why don't you come back sometime? We can donate blood.
You know, I've got the blood like of Kal-El.
He's got incredible Superman blood. I haven't had an opportunity to donate blood yet, and I'd love to do it.
I donated up in New York, and I've got the
O negative,
type O negative, the kind that's the most
donor.
Great.
Dom, what do you think? Could we do a blood doning show if they came in here and we were all screened? Could we do that?
Sure. I can't give for another. I think they. Said you can't give but every 8 weeks.
8 weeks? Right. Okay, but so sure. Probably by the time we do it, probably be up,
If the rest of you with your mortal blood, with your ragu spaghetti sauce flowing through your veins, you would like to,
I'd love to do that.
Mine is fairly rare because I have the blood of the non-believer.
All right, well, thank you again, Doc.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for kissing my arm.
That was wonderful.
That was very nice. So we got our flu shots. Which we get every year on the show. And it's not true that you actually... didn't we go through this before? That you don't actually inject us with the flu virus. Is that right?
That's true. These are killed viruses. And what it does is stimulate your body to produce antibodies. And it's the antibodies that protect you against the flu.
Gotcha.
So the Fight the Flu campaign is operating right now out in area Safeway and CVS and Kmart stores. To get a location, you can check our website, www.inova.org, or call our Fight the Flu hotline at 1-877-895-5-BUG.
And you over there at Inova Fairfax, is that where you are?
It's at Inova Health System.
You guys are doing a good job over there.
All right, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yay.
Thank you. Thanks for the shot.
Busy month for those folks.
Oh. Nice shot.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Who's on the phone here? Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don. Mike.
Hi.
What's up? I got a question about that Mercedes contest.
Yes.
If somebody who, like, from Seattle or San Francisco wins the contest and they don't come, would you, like, give their keys to local people who could actually turn the key?
Oh, you know, everybody's got so many questions. If someone, let's say someone from Seattle wins a key, and we would ask them right at that moment when they win the key, can you come out? Then what we would do is turn around and we would give the key away maybe to the next caller. I don't know. We have to handle it case by pay. Case by case.
And who knows? Maybe the other affiliates would be smart enough that if they had a winner from their city, they'd help the person get out here.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, my friend. Hello, Gabe. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Great job, man.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
bye.
There you go.
That's all he had to say.
There it is.
I've got my assignment.
And not a peep out of him when he got his shot either.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes, hi.
Mike Landis, I'm eating pie.
Hey, is it pumpkin pie?
Tracy Neal's pie. Hair pie.
Eating Tracy Neal's hair pie right now.
Anyone you'd like to speak to? We're all eating pie.
How about Tracy Neal? I'd like to speak to her.
Tracy Neal, hold on a second.
As you eat Tracy Neal's
come to the voter
pie.
Right now.
He's got a mouthful of pie.
Don and Mike.
Who's this?
Tracy Neal.
Hey, Tracy, is Mike Landis eating your hair pie right now?
Exactly. He's enjoying himself. Loves pie.
He loves
every pie. Night after the 10 o'clock news. Fucks five. Pie. See you in November.
Is there a chance we could talk to, who's that guy, Will?
Will Thomas.
Will Thomas? Is Will Thomas
there? Are you sure you want to speak to Will Thomas?
I enjoyed it the other
day. Are you absolutely sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Positive.
Yeah.
Will Thomas, come to the phone right now.
Okay. There he is. Goodbye. Get out of here. Well, listen, we're going to start the pumpkin pie show here in a second. Oh, why don't aardvarks get sick?
Why?
Because they're full of antibodies.
Oh,
get it?
Oh,
antibodies?
That's cute.
Hey, that's my flu joke for you.
Oh, no.
That's the Don and Mike joke of the day, like Rick D's.
Did Nursey Wonder give you that one, or did you come up with that on your own?
No, that's what I got. Seriously? Yeah. That's what I got out of the online Rick D's joke of the day.
Sure. Full of antibodies.
Full of antibodies.
That is outrageous.
Because they eat ants. Okay. Clear the
Jones.
Clear the lines out.
Just people. Let's get a call 1-800-877-365-3636, 202-432-1067. You dial recklessly, and then when we come back, we'll get caller 100, and we'll start the pie-eating contest.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
Jesus.
Ferocious, aren't I?
When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
Yeah, me too.
Naturally, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, I guess we're going to just get on with the show because the pumpkin stuff is here. I guess I'm not going to have time to comment about the latest FBI warning.
No.
Yeah, which was just like the last one and, you know, says beware, but we're not going to tell you what.
Yeah, maybe, that, maybe later.
That sucks, D. That's no good. Ben Stiller is taking crap because he took a shot of the Twin Towers out of Zoolander.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And also, I got to read you this. Before Caller 100, just think about Steven Spielberg. They're re-releasing E.T.
Right.
And let me see. They've made changes based on the September 11th events.
Oh, really?
Elliot's mother no longer forbids him to go out on Halloween as a terrorist. She now forbids him to go out as a hippie. Okay?
Why?
Because it was not appropriate, Mike.
Oh, God, come on.
The police who chased the kids in E.T. will now carry walkie-talkies instead of guns.
This
right?
Is really
no, dumb. No, it's stupid. But they've made one change that has nothing to do with the terrorist attack. The original did not have this scene, and now they are putting in the scene where E.T. takes a bath with Elliot.
So there's that.
Right.
Well, I can imagine that's going to get a good review.
The scene was originally cut because of the performance of the animatronic puppet that played E.T. It wasn't good enough. If his lip got caught or his eye looked the wrong way, like what if his lip got caught on Elliot's thing? If his eye looked the wrong way.
On home.
They were able to make some modifications. So okay. That's the good news that they're...
I heard there's one more change they're making, though. Instead of Reese's Pieces,
yes.
You know, that's with the candy that the creature liked.
Right.
It's actually shot glasses of vodka.
Yeah.
Oh, much better.
Yeah, there you go. So how stupid is that? I mean, first of all, they're re-releasing it again, which I guess, you know, never-ending, just because Spielberg doesn't have enough money. They're going to take out the part where the mom says you can't go out as a terrorist. They're going to take away the guns, but they're going to put in a scene where E.T.'s in the bathtub with little Elliot.
You know, I am so cynical that I'm thinking all that crap, that they're doing that and making it public to get press. To get press, is he donating anything for...
Yeah.
So he, you know, by making those changes,
nope.
That's going to be covered. He knows that these publicity machines in Hollywood are without question the most sophisticated in the country, and I think they know exactly what's going to garner some headlines.
So the quote says, if studios smell money in revamped versions of old movies,
mm-hmm.
they'll do it, even if they got to make changes.
There you go.
If they can smell money.
Of course.
If they got a nose that can smell money.
I think that's why they're probably doing that.
They'll do it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, caller 100.
Yes, that's you. You are the 100th caller. And there you go. There's the end of the touchdowns. What's your name?
Doreen.
Hi, where are you from, honey?
D.C.
Call 100. Oh, listen to this. Here you go. You want a two-night, three-day stay at the Wintergreen Resort. Dog, can you feel the excitement?
Hey, that is a great prize.
Where's that?
What would you rather have, the Redskins highlight video?
Oh, no, the trip's great.
Oh, Wintergreen's up in the mountains. They got
sure.
The golf, they've got skiing. It's a fantastic place.
That's great.
Courtesy of Virginia Tourism.
I love it.
Wintergreen?
Oh, yes, Wintergreen.
Wintergreen.
Whatever it is you love to do, you'll find it in Virginia this fall. To find out yourself, visit virginiasforlovers.com.
They've got a great chairlift that they're going to have in the winter, too. It's a fantastic operation.
Enjoy the trip. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the
show.
Thank
you.
Okay, let's...
Michael loves it there.
That's correct, Rob. Let's get the...
Anybody pays me to do their advertisements, I sing their praises.
Let's start... What are you telling me, Lisa? Hold on a second. Oh, come here, I can't hear you. You can't... Will you give me the peace sign? What are you doing?
Yeah, man, peace.
Why'd you hold up two?
Do you want the first two contestants?
Oh, no, we'll do one at a time.
One at a time.
One at a time.
Bring in the first person. Oh, listen to that.
Now, as you know, the deal is this is part one of our pumpkin spooktacular here in D.C. Last week we did the pumpkin love up in New York,
right?
And
that was disturbing. You know, I took my kids to the pumpkin patch yesterday, Don. And as I was like picking out pumpkins, I suddenly had it's almost like one of those Vietnam flashbacks.
Yeah,
it's a scary story.
But today it's the eating of the pumpkins.
Very good.
Big money. I mean, we're going to give away tons of cash. And again, the cash we're giving away is courtesy of Simply Wireless Sprint PCS. Offering 2,500 clear wireless minutes for just $39.99 a month through Simply Wireless. Hit their website, simplywireless.com. Let's meet our first contestant.
Very good. Here he comes. He's a member of the Big Man's Club.
His name is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
We're doing great. Welcome to the show. Brian, where are you from?
Hi, Brian.
St. Leonard.
And what do you do, sir?
Truck driver.
All right. Here's the deal.
You look like you're no stranger to pies.
Absolutely not.
There you go.
Now we have pies in front of you. Now, is he going to be eating in front of, there you go, in front of microphone?
That's his table, Don, right there.
Would you rather stand or sit to do your eating, Brian?
Stand or standing would be fine. I don't think you brought enough plastic.
we got enough plastic here.
I think he was kidding.
Now, here's the deal. You eat the first pie, and these are all uniform size pies. Yes. They're like, what is it, Robbie? 9 inches? Is that the...
It's like 9 inches. These are good size pies, Don. Mm-hmm.
These are all uniform pies from Super Fresh. And what you want to do is, you eat the first pie in 2 minutes, uh-huh. And we'll pay you $200. Then you get 1 minute to drink water or do whatever you like.
That's your break.
Water.
Then you... Oh, Lisa, what are you doing with the... Don't tell them no on the water. I mean, if they want...
The whole place out in the office is strategizing how they're going
to
do this.
Don, I'd like to point out that there's just a nice little layer of grease on top of the pie.
Oh, can I smell the pie?
Yeah, so
pass it over here.
It's very, very rich.
Mm. Now, really, the pie doesn't appear to be as large as I thought the pie would be.
But
right?
It's a standard-sized pumpkin pie. That is a full-size pumpkin pie.
I mean, I guess I'm used to going to delis and stuff where you see the gigantic pie.
Well, that would be probably a pumpkin cheesecake, but that's the pumpkin pie.
All right, so the deal is, Brian, you eat that with just your hands, and you got to eat it all the crust and everything.
Now, Dom, what is the time limit for the very first pie?
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
If he completes it in 2 minutes, we will pay him... $200 in cash.
Can I slice it into sections?
Like with your hand?
I don't see why not.
No, you can do it. There are no utensils that can be used, but you can do with your hands what you wish to do to consume that pie.
Now let's get Robbie, let's make sure we get the microphones down so we actually get the sounds of Brian eating the first pie here.
Put one mic on the pie and another mic on Brian.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Right. Get the other pie. It's just one pie in 2 minutes, right?
Just one.
All right, clear the other pie out. This is his first pie.
Right.
God, that's slippery.
All right, Brian, are you ready?
We're
going to put 2 minutes on the clock for you. On your mark, get set, go.
All right, he's going for the first pie,
and he's off.
All right. You know what? In the very first second of this contest, I realized the degree of difficulty.
And while Brian's leaning over to eat his pie, I see his sort of refrigerator repairman smile from the back end here.
See his butt crack?
Yes. There you go.
He's already seems to be maybe slowing down a little bit.
Oh, really?
Already. Yeah.
You know, I guess it is harder than it looks.
It's extremely hard. How's that pie, Brian?
I think it would be fair if we don't talk to them while they're eating. Let them concentrate. Let them simply concentrate on the task at hand. Brian, you've got a minute, 20 seconds left for this pie.
It's out of 2 minutes for the first pie, and then it gets gradually harder after that. Right?
Yeah. You know, and he's already started shaking his head no anytime any comment has been made.
This is true.
He is Norman negative right now.
Yeah.
Okay, but no.
Oh, there he goes. He's going at it.
He's going at it. Okay, you got 1 minute left, Brian.
All right.
1 minute left to eat that pie.
That's good because he's already eaten more than half of it.
You'll be fine.
This is impossible.
We bought, you know what? Are you realizing we bought too many pies?
Welcome to the Don and Mike Bakes.
We're gonna have a lot of pies available for people.
Now someone's gonna be able to do this.
Oh, it'll go all the way?
Yeah.
I'll bet you $1,000 of my own money.
But someone's at least gonna eat one pie.
Oh yeah. I thought you were saying like it would go with what's your last pie? What's the time you were giving for your last
30 seconds?
30 seconds. Okay.
Right. I should have made it 10.
How you doing?
Brian,
you can't talk to him.
25 seconds left.
25 seconds.
He's getting close. Oh, he's got crust left though and stuff.
Seems to be doing okay.
I mean, what we gotta figure out is if we give him the benefit of the doubt on the first one.
He's gonna have to take care of some of that crust.
Okay, you got 12 seconds left.
Ah, the crust.
12 seconds left, down the hatch.
Rob, how's he doing over there?
Five seconds. 5 seconds, Brian. 3, 2, 1.
One,
and...
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What is the total, Brian? Now, let's talk to Brian.
Not enough.
Not enough?
Do you want a sip of water, Brian?
No, I'm fine.
How much you got left there, Brian?
Don, I'll show you.
What's he got?
That's an awful lot of
pie. I'd say that's 1/6 of a pie right there.
One piece left. I'm afraid he's...
Brian, you thought this was going to be easy pickings today, huh?
I did, too. I thought the first pie would be no problem at all.
What was that?
In your esophagus.
The pie swole up, you see.
Yeah. All right, Brian. Well, thanks for giving it a try.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks for coming down.
Take care, Will. We're still waiting on our first successful pie. And, well, yeah, I guess we can get rid of this, right, Rob?
Brian,
you can have the rest of the pie if you want.
Now, let's bring in our first female contestant, Katrina.
Katrina.
Here she is. Here's the lovely Katrina.
Hi, Katrina. Did you hear the first guy?
I know.
Yeah.
I did hear.
Hi, Katrina. Hi. Where are you from, honey?
I'm from Stafford.
Okay. Now we're going to give you the option to double your money if you do a topless.
No, I don't think so.
She will not be going a topless, so she will be going for $200 with the very first pie. Now, what are you reaching into your purse there for?
I'm going to tie my hair.
You're going to tie your hair back.
All right.
Good move. All right. Very good.
That's a smart move.
Don, I am frankly amazed. I know now. I mean, it's no fluke that the degree of difficulty, but I'm seriously wondering, if any of the women will be able to get through the first round. I have confidence that the guys will be able to get through the first round.
Oh, look at that. Take your sweater off.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you're just getting ready for some pie eating.
Sure you don't want to take that shirt off?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
You can double up.
Just ask.
Hi, Raymond.
RJ is here. Raymond Diaz is here from DonnaMikeFans.com. Hi, Raymond.
Bet you're glad you told me that, huh, aren't you?
All right, now,
let me tell you right now, Mike. You and I have to have a discussion.
All right. Are you Katrina?
Yeah.
Now, what's your strategy going to be with this pie, honey?
I'm going to try to do a little bit of crust and then a little bit of the fluffy stuff, a little bit more crust.
All right. She's so petite. The last guy was a burly truck driver,
and he couldn't do it.
Right.
He came close.
I do home remodeling.
Okay, very good. All right, so you're a tough lady.
Are you ready, Katrina? With 2 minutes on the clock, on your mark,
hands are shaking.
Get set, and
oh my
go. God.
There she goes.
All right. Now look at her eat.
Not wasting
any
time.
Let's just get the sound of this.
Getting the water out.
Let's just get the sound of this.
All right, let me open that water for her.
Ugh.
She almost bit your hand.
I understand.
Right over there.
Wow, she's gobbling, man.
All right, shaking hands. That's all right.
No, she's off to a hell of a start.
All right.
I think a lot of the key to this is not to chew.
Right. That's right. And he said it does tend to swell up in the throat, so
30 seconds.
That smooth, pasty filling. Would you like to hit a water or anything? He's not going to come anywhere. Is it 30 seconds that has passed? Or
yeah,
30
no, 30 seconds,
seconds
has passed.
All right. She's very quite a bit of expression with her. You know, she resembles a young... A Shirley MacLaine.
Yeah.
Gasping for air. Stopping for water.
This could be her undoing now.
Time.
I disagree because I think one of the troubles the last guy had.
He didn't do enough water. Yeah, I did the water.
Wrong out of the mic. The last guy was having trouble with the dryness of the crust. The water is what's going to make her win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the water is important.
She's not looking at. She got 45 seconds left.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Don't hurt yourself, ma'am. All right. Yeah, this makes me nervous.
No, I'm thinking we should start over and maybe make it 3 minutes for the first pie.
Yeah. All right. She's going to go for a hit of water right now. Oh,
she's got 30 seconds left.
It's right over there.
There you go. 30 seconds left.
I wouldn't even.
Not a chance. She's going to finish.
No, don't. There's just no way. No way.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna give her an extra minute. I'll call the last guy in also.
Okay, very good.
And give him a chance.
All right.
So that means you now got a minute. You got a minute 10.
Very good. More water.
Hand shaking
is killing me.
Slow down on the water.
All right. No, the water is the key. I think the water is extremely important for downing the pie.
All right, so then we're going to 3 minutes.
All right. The hand shaking is killing me.
It gets scary how much your hand shakes.
It really is. You want to take another hit of water?
You got 50 seconds left.
50 seconds, all right.
50 seconds left.
Quite a challenge you're facing.
All right. And does the other guy still have his leavens? If Brian still has his plate of leavens, if he can eat his leavens in a minute.
Okay,
we'll move him on.
Yeah. Is it dumped out or is it still in the...
Still in the can.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Pull it out then. She's going to come close to doing this now. You got 30 seconds.
All right.
30 seconds. God damn, her hands are shaking like she got the like she's Michael J. Fox.
It's amazing.
Like she got the palm.
Did you ever imagine that it would be that the degree of difficulty would be this significant?
No, that's why we're having to go with extra time. You got 15 seconds now.
Okay. She's going for it. She's trying.
Okay.
Don't choke yourself.
All you got to do is get it all in your mouth.
She might.
All you got to do is get it all in your mouth. Hurry. You have 10 seconds left.
Yeah, water is crucial.
All right. There
he is.
Yeah, you did it.
She did it.
You did it.
Did it in three.
You did it.
Why not?
Oh, my God. This is
okay. Awesome. Very good. Have another hit of water if you want.
Now you're going to get 1 minute of downtime.
A 1 minute rest.
1 minute of rest. And while you take your 1 minute of rest, bring in Brian.
Yes. Yeah. What is this?
Bring in Brian.
All the humanity. All the best.
Bring in the first guy.
He can have his extra minute, then everybody's even.
So we'll do the first pie in 3 minutes, the second pie in 2 minutes and 30 seconds, the third pie in a minute 30, and the fourth pie in 1 minute.
That might be better.
Okay, she's telling off. Bring in Brian. Let's bring him back.
Did we have his leavens?
How did it? Yes. Yeah, we got his leavens. He had some left. Brian, good news, you're not out of it yet.
Cool.
If you can eat those leavens, what you had left, in 1 minute.
No.
Brian?
She was bragging about how she's never thrown up before.
Okay, Brian, you got your leavens?
I got them.
Okay,
got
1 minute for those leavens.
He can do this. 1 minute on the clock.
Ready, go.
Go.
There he goes. It's mostly crust now.
He's going to bang this out. Yeah, let's get this out of him just eating.
But now he doesn't like the water.
Nope.
Very dry.
I have water for you.
Yeah, if you want water.
I just want to hear him eat.
You want some water?
Amazing how
Brian.
You cannot swallow.
Really? You can't swallow it.
There you go. And I think
paramedic standing by.
Brian is almost out.
Should have kept the nurses handy.
Is he ready? That's it. Okay, Brian. Congratulations. Each of you have now won $200. And we will go immediately to Katrina. It's time for your second pie, Katrina.
You think you can handle it?
No?
No,
she says.
No,
I'm going to try.
You're going to try.
Now you get 2 minutes and 30 seconds for this pie. 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Okay, since we've increased the time. On your mark, get set, go.
She's gone to a good strategy here.
Yeah.
She's eating the gooey center first.
That's right.
And then that's a smart technique.
Mm-hmm. With her hands.
The crust seems to be the real problem here.
Hey, Lisa, let's get the microphone on her. I mean, we're getting no sounds of the eating.
That's better, Katrina.
Thank you, Katrina.
All right.
Look at her.
Still using the water.
She's doing a good job.
You know, Don, I'm thinking...
you got plenty of time now. You got 2 minutes left.
You know, for pure volume to go through these pies, you know, the gooey center is...
Almost.
All right.
We almost had magic.
So if you keep that up, you might.
All right. Now the water and the crust, which is the delicate part. The crust is impossible, is it not? Is it difficult?
It's delicious.
It's delicious.
It's delicious, she says. Okay, you've got 1 minute, 40 seconds left.
Katrina's a thin woman, so this is pretty impressive what she's doing.
Yes.
She's looking over a buzz.
Now, honey, you really got to go at that crust. Just put your face in there and just go at it. There you go. That's right. Fold it up like a piece of pizza.
There you go.
Because all she really has to do is get it all in her mouth by the time by the time it's over.
Easier said than done. There's an entire pie crust in her hand right now.
She's got...
Come on, you can do it. You can do it.
Look at that.
Come on.
She's
gone to that strategy of sucking out all the goo.
1 minute. 1 minute left.
Look at the clock. Keep going.
1 minute left.
All right, she's taking her time.
RJ rooting her on.
There's an issue of being able to breathe in this contest.
1 minute left. She's on her second pie right now. 1 minute left.
How's your stomach feel?
A-okay?
Okay. So she's never thrown out before.
Come on.
All right.
She's going to run out of time here. 5, 4...
No.
Two.
Very close.
Sorry. So sorry.
Okay.
So sorry. Oh, Katrina?
No. Just spitting out the excess. No throwing out.
Thought we had some magic there happening. But look at Lisa's got the gag reflex happening. We almost had some something from Lisa there.
Oh, the humanity, all the best.
Oh, my. You're a trooper. I give you a round of applause.
Good job.
Now,
you came at the old college dry.
When you heard about this contest, did you think it would be easy to eat these pies?
I thought I could go with one, no problem. The second one, I didn't know, but sure, that was hard.
That was hard. Were the pies good, though?
I don't even want to think about it.
Will you ever eat pumpkin pie again?
No, I've had my fill this year.
Very good. All right. Katrina, you won $200. And we thank you. Let's now bring in Brian, the truck driver, for his second pie.
Now, Brian, did you observe Katrina's style there? Did you learn anything from the way she did it?
Absolutely not.
Oh, absolutely not.
Now, Brian actually has, like, a kind of an unfair advantage that we're going to have to give the rest of the contestants, since he's had quite a few minutes between pies.
Yes, he has.
Actually, I think we might give everybody, like, 5 minutes between pies.
What the hell?
However that works out.
I should get a partial payment for that almost-eaten second pie.
You know, you did give it the old college try. You really did. But, unfortunately, you did not consume the second pie.
All right, Brian.
But you still win $200. You got to feel good about that.
Thank you.
And Brian, you have 2 minutes and 30 seconds to eat this pie for another $300. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
On your mark, get set, and eat. Here he goes.
All right, he's going to, I'm not sure what he's breaking the pie in two, and he's going crust and all, which to me is, if I was doing it, Don, I would probably go with the goo first.
Well, no, I think he's doing it smartly.
Everybody's got their own technique.
What's his time limit on this?
2:30.
Let's just listen.
Happy lunch break, everybody.
We got to be like golf announcers now. We got to be quiet so we can hear the sounds. The sounds of eating.
Brian is now taking the pie.
Sorry.
Don. Yes. Brian is almost halfway through his second pie. He's only on 45 seconds.
But he is. That's not a golf course, Mike.
He's slowing down a little bit to take time to talk. He has his water. I would say he's almost halfway through his pie. He's going for the water.
1 minute mark. 1 minute mark.
Now he's going for the second pie. Oh, it seems to be going slowly.
Now he's eating it like a pizza.
Lisa, could we move them closer to the trash can on the next pie eater, please?
Are you afraid of some?
I'm afraid of vomit. Yeah. And he is slowing down significantly.
Brian, you have 1 minute left. 1 minute left, Brian.
He's determined. He is very determined, but
I believe he's going to make it.
Your water's over here, sir.
Is that a sandwich style he's using?
Yes, he's using a two-handed.
45 seconds.
Sandwich style. Very, very deliberate.
Now, all he has to do is get it all in his mouth.
You okay? Want some water?
A little snorting.
30 seconds.
I don't think so.
30 seconds. Here we go. 30 seconds. 20 seconds. As much in your mouth now as you can.
Come on, Brian.
20 seconds. 15 seconds.
You could kill someone doing this.
You say that on every good contest.
I know.
10 seconds.
That's how you know it's
okay, good. Now if you get all those crusts in.
Go, go, go.
5 seconds.
You're go, go.
He's done it.
Yeah, he's done it.
He did it. That counts. He did it.
He's done it.
There it is. All right.
He's done it, ladies and gentlemen.
My God.
He has done it.
Have some water, sir.
Wow. Two pies.
How you feeling?
Brian, how are you feeling, sir?
Tired.
All right, now that's two pies. You ate the first one in 3 minutes, the second one in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. You've won $500 already, Brian.
All right.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Thank you.
Already won $500. See, I like the strategy.
Wow.
I like the strategy of picking it up like it's a pizza.
Right.
Just shoving as much, and then when you get to the end, all the crumbs and junk,
yep,
just shove them in your mouth.
How you feeling, Brian?
Not too bad, actually. It's starting to get a little bit hot.
A little hot.
All right, well, Brian, you're going to get a chance to rest. And when you come back, you'll be going for your third pie. You'll have 1 minute and 30 seconds. You've already won $500. If you eat the next pie in a minute 30, you'll win another $400. Ugh. Okay, get out of here, Brian.
Thank you.
Good luck. There he is. There's Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Our first contestant. Katrina is out.
Yes.
And when we come back, we've got, oh, my God, this is going to take up the show today. I mean, we've got so many people who are waiting to eat these pies.
Well, we've been very generous on the rules so far.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, you know that guy? You know the truck driver. You would even you said that he had a an unfair advantage. He actually left the studio and then had a rest there. Katrina really should be given at least some credit for that that last second pie she ate.
You know everybody's going to be given a given more time. Do you think I should bring Katrina in and give her time to eat the rest of her pie?
No, but yeah. you want to throw her like 50 more bucks, you know, for the pie. I think that would level the playing field. Then we can start.
She
with
nearly finished the second one.
Well, besides, she was the one that really was held to the rules, you know. Whereas the truck driver, you know, I mean,
we're going to get a lot of this. If we encourage this kind of behavior.
You know what? But I do think that we should be fair. Yeah. I do think how much time
we should give her 50 bucks.
Well, she won 200 already.
Right. How close did she come on the second pie?
Oh, yeah, that's close. How much pie was left?
No,
Buzz says very. Mike says not very. I can't see how much.
There was a lot of pie left.
Was there a lot of pie left?
There was a lot of pie left.
How would you feel? Should we offer her 1 minute to finish what was left? Do we still have her leave-ins?
No. Oh, I think truck driver spit up on him.
Oh. Yeah. I don't think she wants more pie.
Give her like 25, 50 more bucks.
Okay. Hey, you know what would be a good
test? I might give her 25 cents.
25. I'd give her a quarter more.
No, you know, Rob A. should be the one to road test these kind of eating contests. I mean, I think he'd be an excellent candidate.
We'll give her another 50 bucks. We'll give her another 50. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He had more ideas, Don, if you kept him on the line.
I know it.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, I was just going to tell them that this guy that's calling in is saying that she had the truck driver had the better advantage. Actually, she did because they were the one that started. She was the one that they started the extra minute on anyway.
What?
So she was the one that.
No, you're confused.
What? Well, all right. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Mike, you said it's going to kill somebody. I've got a credo I like to live by that says it's not funny until someone gets hurt.
Amen, brother. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Yes. Yesterday you said on the air that. You would give partial payment if they tried really good.
Maybe.
He's
being flexible.
Flexible. I'm giving her an extra 50 bucks, and we're giving everybody extra time.
Just enjoy. Listen and enjoy.
Or just hang up.
D.A.
Damn.
D.A.
I'll be damned.
I'll be damned.
D.A.? Come on, this is a pretty good pumpkin eating contest.
Sure is.
When we come back, is this a guy? Is a G?
I think that's a boy.
Giancarlo.
Giancarlo.
He'll be
Giancarlo.
Our next contestant. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I told you guys, don't overload your listeners. One bit per break. Don't cram all that junk together. Use your head.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Now listen, people.
Just people.
National line, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., you call us at 202-432-1067.
As heard on the radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I'm Rob. I'm calling from Jersey. I just wanted to say that I'm just listening to this. I'm ready to vomit. I think maybe I should get reimbursed $10 for what's going to come up from my lunch.
Then our job is done, Rob.
Oh, and listen, Rob. My thought is, listen to that. My thought is, you've not even heard anything yet. I mean,
right, yeah.
I was just having a little meeting with Rob and Lisa about getting the contestants' microphoned better so you can actually
hear the eating going on. Because
the eating.
It's been determined that it's a real struggle to get through these pies.
Hopefully by then that my lunch is digested and I won't have to worry about it.
Well, you're not alone in that queasy feeling.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are y'all doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I was wondering if you think the
what the probability is of this ending up like the great Barfarama in Stand By Me.
Yeah, that's blueberry pie, isn't it, when they do that in Stand By Me?
That would be the dream.
It is.
That's the dream scenario.
That's where the big kid, like, purposely takes, like, castor oil and Ipecac and stuff. And
Ipecac. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike, hi.
Hey, I got to ask you a question. Reading in today's paper, in the Post, it says that the British in the United States may lay off bombing for the holy month of Ramadan. What do you think about that?
I've said before, I'm against that, against Rub-a-Dub, because you got to know, if we were being bombed,
yeah, war is war,
and it was Christmas time, you know, they would knock off on us. So no, they bomb their asses through entire Rub-a-Dub.
It's not going to happen. The British are talking about backing off, but the U.S. isn't.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike, hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I'm listening to you do this pumpkin pie thing.
Yeah.
I just got done eating lunch, and I feel like I'm getting ready to throw up.
All right, well, listen, I think you folks have not heard anything yet.
Mm-hmm. I could imagine it's going to get a lot more comical. I can see this coming.
Yeah, let's bring the next contestant in. Let's get this baby going with Giancarlo. Is that the name? Giancarlo?
Hi, Giancarlo. How are you?
I step up, Giancarlo. Oh, a reminder tonight, three gigantic sporting events happening at the same time.
Yeah, it's amazing that they have all converged on one date.
Tonight, the Yankees in the World Series against the Diamondbacks. Also, Michael Jordan makes his NBA return with the Wizards at the Garden against the Knicks. And the Don and Mike Gutterballs. Our bowling team tonight will be bowling against Just Throw the Damn Ball. That's the name
of
the team.
Just Throw the Damn Ball.
And that's at the AMF Lanes in Annandale, Virginia. We'll be there at 7:30, Gertie. Like to see you out there tonight. If you can choose between the three great sporting events tonight.
I think there's really only one.
Yeah.
And see it live.
Yeah. I guarantee no problem getting tickets for the one we're at.
So not at all. Left.
No, and it's free.
Giancarlo, hi. Where are you from?
I'm from Annandale.
What do you do?
I'm a forensic toxicologist. Basically, I guess.
Really?
So I'm not a coroner or anything.
He what?
So they send the results of people's blood to you when they die.
I test for illegal drugs and drugs of abuse. It doesn't necessarily have to be dead people.
Oh, it doesn't have to be dead people. So in other words, if we were all giving blood right now, specifically Buzz Burbank, you could tell what was in his system.
I could definitely tell.
Does alcohol show up?
Yes, it does. Ethanol, actually.
Ethanol.
Okay, well, then we're all guilty.
I'm happy to have you here.
All guilty. Have you heard the other contestants and how it's going?
Yes, I have, and I want to thank all the contestants. They've been very nice out there and very encouraging.
That's what I understand. Lisa's telling me that you're all huddled around the radio out there, and there's lots of camaraderie.
Absolutely.
Now, Brian, you're going to have 3 minutes to eat your first pie, and you're going to get $200 if you can eat the pie in 3 minutes. Okay?
Feeling confident?
Absolutely.
You've heard the previous contestants?
Yes, I'm very confident.
There you go.
All right, well, let's get Brian hooked up with his pie.
John!
John, I'm sorry.
Giancarlo.
Giancarlo, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. Brian's the truck driver who's already won $500, who's coming back in the next round.
Rob is pouring your water in.
Now, this is strictly if you would like some water.
Very good.
Are you ready, Giancarlo?
Are you ready, Giancarlo?
Can I just say something real quick?
Yeah.
Rob, you're a big wuss.
Why is Rob a big wuss?
For the shot.
Because of my no tolerance for pain.
That's right. His screaming.
Yeah.
My life on the air, John.
Giancarlo, are you ready?
Yes.
On your mark, get set, and eat.
Are you also doing the scooping method?
Here we go. Now let's just listen.
Scooping up the goo.
Seconds. This guy could go all the way.
He's making great progress.
So 30 seconds has passed. 2.5 minutes left. He's got plenty of time. But why pace himself? Right. I mean, go ahead. Go as fast as you can. You're not going to have to come right back in.
He did stop to catch his breath.
And once again, sounds of the game. Thank you.
about Giancarlo's at the stage of the game where he's realizing that eating the pies is not as easy as it seems.
Giancarlo, you have 1 minute and...
On my mark.
30 seconds. 1 minute and 30 seconds to go.
I enjoy the breathing.
Definitely our most aggressive contestant thus far. This is perhaps grosser than last week's Pumpkin Love Show.
You should see this.
I believe you're right. Except for the part with the rubbers. Giancarlo's close to finishing. You have 1 minute, Giancarlo. But don't waste our time. Eat as fast as you can. We got plenty more contestants to bring in here.
And plenty more pies.
Oh, we have plenty of pie. We have plenty of pie.
I think Giancarlo's demonstrating he can pull this off in 2 minutes. Because all he's doing now, he's just taking a sip of water. Now finish that baby off and let me get the time down here. And I was thinking that these pies were small.
Yeah. Didn't you think they'd go through it quicker?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's... They're done?
No, he's not done.
Not quite. I can't see. I'm not looking.
He's working. Last bite. Hold on. Push that back in.
Here come the crumbs.
Get out of your hand. There you go. And
yeah, nice.
Did it.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Very nicely done, Giancarlo. That is $200 in cash.
Don, how much time did he have left? Did he almost use the full 3 minutes?
Mm-hmm. He went 2 minutes and 40 seconds on that baby.
And he is probably one of our best eaters yet.
I think so.
Paced himself.
Giancarlo, if you'll step up, please. I know your mouth is full of food, but we must interview you immediately.
And take a sip of water if you need it, Giancarlo.
Step up, please. How was the pie?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Everybody sounds like Dennis Murphy after this contest. Now, you realize that you had the pie eaten at approximately the 2 minute mark.
You're aware of the rule, the technicality, Giancarlo, that you have to have the pie in your mouth. You can do the post pie spit as soon as you are, your time is up.
Oh, so once you'd like to clear me, once you declare the pie eaten, I can just spit it out.
Well,
your mouth.
You can't spit it out.
I thought you let the last guy do that.
No, I let him put it all in his mouth. Did he spit it out?
Well, I thought that's what we told him to do.
No, we didn't tell him to spit it out. The thing is, you get it all in your mouth as long as it's all in there.
Oh, I see.
Then I think you just gotta, as long as it's in there.
You might not have gone with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Keep your eye out. Well, Giancarlo, congratulations. You're coming back for round number two.
Tougher than you thought, Giancarlo?
It's absolutely hard, but, you just got to overcome these circumstances for the most.
He gave it 110%.
All right, Giancarlo, you'll have a couple of minutes to rest. Let's bring in our next contestant. Her name is Bridget.
Ah.
There's the lovely Bridget. She'll wind it up and let it go.
All right. Let's check out our next lady.
Here she is. Now, again, we're going to give her the chance to double her money if she'll do it topless.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Where's Bridge the Midge?
They had to go down to the lobby to get her.
You had some good eating sounds on that one.
Absolutely.
You know, he had a definite strategy, too, because he would, like, 4 steps forward, then stop.
Right.
4 steps forward and stop. And it really seemed to work for him.
Mm-hmm. Like that. Okay, is Bridget coming in?
Yes.
Here she comes. All right, everybody. Let's welcome our second female contestant. Of course, Katrina's already out. She won 250 bones.
Come on in, Bridget.
Here is Bridget. Hi, Bridget.
Uh-oh. How are you, Bridget?
Something tells me we might have a player here, Mike.
I'm tender. How you doing, Bridge?
What's your point?
What's your point?
Oh, you look to me like you're ready to play.
I'm ready to play.
She's ready to play.
Hey, are we going
topless?
If you want to double your money, go topless.
The only thing is, it's not a pretty sight. Sure, you don't have to pay me to keep it on.
No, we're not going to pay you to keep it on, but if you go topless, you'll double your money.
If you eat the whole pie.
I'm going to see if I need a chair. Wait a minute.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Look at her. She's sizing up the pie.
Checking
up.
You know, don't get this out of here already. And, don't just don't do this right. Okay.
All right.
Do I need a chair?
All right. She's trying to figure out if she should stand or sit.
I need a chair.
She needs a chair.
She'd
like a chair.
I think we have the special chair, the red chair.
Could be a big mistake.
I've noticed a lot of contestants so far.
I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Punching over the pie instead of raising it up to them.
Throw the chair back.
Yeah, well, you can always kick the chair out from under you when you get rolling.
Okay.
Excuse me.
She wants the pie chair.
There it is.
There's the pie chair.
Pie chair.
All right, pie chair. And have you decided, Bridget, about the top?
Sure. Is everybody going to see?
Yeah.
No, they won't look in.
the windows out to the street are, you can't see in. But
we'll have a crowd out there.
No,
it's an ugly sight. That's right.
Oh, you're high maintenance, Bridget. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
All right.
Well, is it on or off, Bridge?
Before you take it off for the second.
So Bridget is our first contestant who's going to go topless.
There you go.
God, I hope I at least get through one pop.
Well, it's as you have heard, we've had two large men in here that have had their difficulties.
That's true. I'm trying to do this so it's easy to put back.
I understand.
Y'all bearing with me, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are you worried about? You're going to be taking your shirt off.
We've seen breasts of all shapes and sizes.
These are not pretty.
All right.
These are not pretty.
We'll be the judge of that.
These are not pretty.
These are not pretty.
Well, just people.
You're just people.
There we go.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Sit down.
Gotta.
Don't rush me.
All right, there we go. She's getting herself prepared.
Now, how can I eat my pie when that thing is right there?
When what thing is right there?
The microphone. Don't worry, we just put them off.
God,
the side.
I hope your attitude doesn't get in the way.
Are you going to take that bra off, honey?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I haven't started yet.
Okay.
All right.
My hasn't started yet.
It has not.
Okay, there's your water. There's your pie.
Wait a minute.
We're going to start the time.
I'll let you know when.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. We'll let you know
when. Yeah, we'll let you know when.
You got to remove that bra.
One.
Now, there they go.
Two, three, and go.
Go.
Start that time.
There she goes.
Broke the pie in her ass.
Yeah,
starting the time. She's really going crazy on the first part of the pie. It's not easy, she said.
Let's get the sounds in.
Through the pie, that's what she said.
We've got a real eater here.
Oh, dear.
And she dropped a piece of pie. She's decimated one piece of pie. She's going for double the money, Mike.
Water.
There's water. Wait for the second.
It's not that fun.
It's not that fun, she said, through the... It is for us, right? Our first topless contestant, Bridget. Bridget is almost through one half of the pie. Breaks off pieces. Bridget is approaching the 1 minute mark. She's doing a very, very good job.
1 minute.
Masterful handling of the pie. She's going for the water break.
More water.
Yeah, she seems confident, very confident there.
God damn.
Oh, that sounded good. The sound of pie munching. This is sick, she says. I'm translating for Bridget as she speaks through.
This is sick.
Pies.
And she sits topless eating a pumpkin pie as fast as she can with her hands.
Right.
She just flipped me off.
Yeah, she came to play.
Hey, Miss Congeniality here.
She's our happiest contestant so far.
Yes,
absolutely. Well,
congeniality, without C.
Slowing down.
How much pie she got left? You have?
She is about a little less than half a pie left.
1 minute, 10 seconds left.
She might have wanted to wear a bib.
Yeah, she seems to be spraying the pie all over herself.
She got it on her boobs.
I was hoping for the pie on the boobs. That's what we were hoping for.
Yes, always she does have the pumpkin leavings all over her boobs.
That's right.
She got some big boobies.
She's realized, like all contestants, that this is much more difficult than previously imagined.
45 seconds.
Thirty-five
seconds now.
Yeah.
She goes
go.
All the
mashing all up.
She's mashing all the crumbs together.
Home stretch.
There you go. Now
she's gonna do it. She got 25 seconds.
We got it. Just put it in your mouth.
Hold on. Oh my God. Hold on, my God.
And that's
she did it.
She's done it.
That's it. Congratulations.
Take your time. Water.
Now you got it. Yeah, pick the pumpkin off your boob. Now you got to swallow all that stuff that's in your mouth.
Yeah, but she can take her time to do that.
Yes, she can.
Let's interview her now.
Bridget, congratulations.
We're able to interview her just yet. Sure. Her airway is blocked.
Bridget, how are you?
I'm fine.
You're fine. You've won $400. When you come back in for your next round, if you can eat the pie in 2 minutes and 30 seconds, you will win an additional $600 because you did this topless.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Would you she's like not a, able to speak with her joy.
Would you like a moment to finish your pie?
I'm fine.
I'm fine. Mike, I don't think in all the years, the 15-plus years we've been working together, I've ever seen a happier contestant on the
Mike
show.
She seems to truly be delighted right now. How are you feeling, Bridget?
I say fine.
She say fine. All right, very good.
You know, it's a decidedly different contestant that came into the studio,
wish I
isn't it?
I have a gag reflex. I could take that down better.
You what?
I wish I didn't have a gag reflex.
Yeah. All right, good job. Well, you can put your top. You can put your top back on there.
Thinking of.
Buzz.
Just people.
That's right.
Come on,
just people.
All right, Katrina, we'll see you in round number two, honey. Well done. Yeah, wipe all the pumpkin stuff off your boobs. Yeah.
Very nice. Okay. Now, in the next round, she will have how much time?
2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Think you can do it?
Sure.
She's blaring at
her. Look at her. She's looking at you like, F you.
Sorry about that. I'm in D cup.
Hello, Cliff, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going okay, Cliff.
Ooh. Yeah, it's the first pie eater, Brian Beckett.
I don't know.
Truck driver?
His name is Brian, and he is a truck driver, yes.
Yeah, I think he's my boss, and he gives me excuses why I can't take off work. And he takes off work and comes down there having fun.
Well, it's all about you, isn't it?
No, but once in a while it should be.
All right, well, what's your name? We'll mention it the next time Brian comes in.
He's your boss?
Yeah, Cliff Price.
Oh, isn't that the guy that Brian said he was going to fire?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well, he just bought me a new truck. I don't think he's going to fire me.
All right, goodbye, Cliff.
Somebody else could drive the new truck.
Goodbye, Cliff.
The line
I believe he said a monkey could drive that truck. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
I just wanted to know if perhaps that lady who just had the pie got any caught in her blowhole.
Oh, my.
Not kind. Now, Raymond Diaz is here taking the pictures. Now, these are going to be pictures worth seeing.
Yeah. Are you okay, Lisa? A little gag reflex there?
You okay, Lisa, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm okay. The pumpkin smushed on the wrapper looks like doggy poo.
No.
Like if your puppy got sick.
Right.
Look at that. Lisa's about to gag.
Now, are you going to go through everybody first and then bring them back for the second round?
You bet.
All right. Very good.
Give everybody the same amount of time to chill out. Mm-hmm. These pictures will be on DonnaMikeFans.com. And these pictures, I think,
right.
You know, we couldn't show the pumpkin love, but we're going to show everything. And Raymond Diaz, you were getting some great shots of her wiping the stuff all over herself.
We have some excellent shots.
Beautiful. Wow. So those will be up on the website. We got a break now. When we come back, next up, it's Dylan.
Dylan.
Dylan is our next contestant.
Lay.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Father. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
Full-time entertainers, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, we're going to start doubling up on the contestants now. We just realized the show's like half over.
But, you know, nobody anticipated consuming these pies would be nearly as difficult as it is.
Let's bring in our next two. Say hello to Guy Dylan and Girl Jessica.
Here comes Dylan. Dylan seems like an average-sized guy.
Two eaters at the same time.
Jessica seems like a small woman.
So we can find the
big eaters, she says.
The pretenders and the contenders. Have a seat, both of you, please. Dylan and Jessica.
Now step up to the mic. There's yours, Jessica, right there.
Happy Halloween. Jessica's on mic 4 and Dylan's on microphone number 3. Hi, Jessica, how are you?
Good.
Where are you from, honey?
Ashburn.
Ashburn,
Jessica, have you heard the degree of difficulty that some of these big people have had eating these pies?
I have.
It doesn't look challenging, does it?
Actually, it looks pretty small.
It does. Yeah,
exactly. That's what I thought, too.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to give you the opportunity to double your money if you do a topless?
I know. My husband husband's rooting for me.
Really?
Do it, but I'm not.
You're not going to do it.
It's freezing in here.
It is very chilly. We keep
the
studio
very...
Did
you guys do that on purpose?
No, it's always like that.
It's always chilly.
And here is Dylan. Hi, Dylan.
How you doing?
We're doing great. Right in that microphone, please, son. Where are you from?
I'm from, actually, Maryland, Waldorf, but I'm living in Centerville.
All right. What do you do, Dylan?
I'm a manager at a landscaping company over in Northern Virginia.
Want to give him a plug?
No, actually.
No, he's taking off work too much as well.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. Bingo. All right, well, you want to stand or sit while you eat, Dylan? He will sit as well.
Yeah. Feel free to block my view, Lisa. Please.
All right, now, either of you has a problem that the PB is right in the middle of you there.
That's the puke basket.
Right. And we're going to give you each 3 minutes on the clock.
Yes.
Oh, we're doing it at the same time.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
See, we got to start.
I caught that.
We got to start doubling up now because there's so many people, and the show is only on for 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
So, if you're both ready, are you both ready, Dylan?
Yeah.
Jessica, you
got
ready?
Your water? You got your water right
wait,
there.
Oh,
you're focused.
Okay. On your mark, get set and go.
3 minutes to eat the very first pumpkin pie.
Dylan's picked up half the pie. Now, let's listen to the sounds of two people eating pie at once.
Dylan shaking his head. Shaking his head as he realizes how difficult this task is.
Now, Jessica's just mashing it all together.
She's making, like, pumpkin meatballs.
Yeah. Forever worth. Mm-hmm.
Jessica's shaking her head also.
Ruefully.
Ruefully.
Now, both these kids are doing pretty good here.
They both have the advantage of youth.
Yes. Look at this Dylan going to goddamn town.
Yeah.
Look at this. This kid might win some money from us today.
He's cleaning up.
Oh, my God. They've just passed the one-minute mark, and Dylan is almost already finished.
Mm-hmm. Jessica seems to be stopping.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
No, it's just a cough.
Swallowed the water wrong.
Just a cough. Just a cough from Dylan. That's all. Just coughing. Just coughing.
Just coughing.
Just coughing.
Just people.
Oh. 1 minute left.
He's on.
1 minute left?
1 minute left, Jessica.
Oh, shoot.
I know. What's that, isn't it, Jessica? It's sad when reality sets in.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan has nonchalantly rolled the rest of his pie into a ball. Into a giant ball. Looks like Dylan's going to make it to the next round.
Yeah, I can't.
30 seconds to go.
Jessica has disqualified herself.
Jessica, your husband... Is your husband named Jacob? Jessica? Hey, Jacob?
Yeah.
Hey.
Jacob, I got a
question. I was trying to get you to take your shirt off before, but I couldn't get through in time.
Well, you know, she might have a chance to maybe make a little extra money at the end.
Hold on.
Just pop them off, Dan. Just let them out.
He's done. She's out.
And let's give Dylan and Jessica both a round of applause. Jessica, there was no way you were going to even come remotely close to eating that pie in 3 minutes.
No, I can't. I didn't even have appetite, but I tried.
Well, Jacob, you should be proud of your wife.
Yeah.
Well, I am proud of her. She gave it a shot.
She gave it a try. Isn't that terrific? Give her a round of applause.
And we didn't get to see him, but how? Does she have lovely boobs?
Oh, she got like floaters from heaven there.
What a shame that is. What a disappointment.
All right, thank you.
All right, you guys are easy.
See you, Jacob. All right, Dylan, that's $200 for you. A firm, hearty handshake for you, Jessica.
I don't want to shake my hand.
Yeah, don't want to shake your messy hand. Now, kids, you got to fly out of here because we got two more coming in.
Thank you.
Let's get our next two.
Very nice effort, Jessica.
All right, so she's the first one who's out.
Yes.
Our next two contestants coming in.
I'm just looking at the leavens. The leavens of this contest, which, would you agree, Rob? There's a slight gagatorium factor there.
I've never felt better.
The brown goo.
Good for you. All right, we have Gary.
Oh, man.
And Nancy. Now, take a look at this guy, Gary, as he comes in.
Nancy seems very small, though.
Well,
next to Gary.
Gary's like the get-in-my-belly guy.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Look at
Gary. Wow. All right. It's Gary. Now sit down, guy, or step up, whichever
you'd like
you
to
do.
Hi, Gary, where are you from?
Falls Church.
Beautiful. What do you do, sir?
I work for an internet banking company. Right on
that. And Nancy?
Yes.
Hi, honey. What do you do?
I'm a dog trainer.
A dog trainer. Oh. Wonderful.
We love dogs. Most of us love dogs, except the guy in the next room.
No, he's not a dog lover. Yeah. He hates dogs and strollers.
That's not true. I love
can I
dogs.
Say something real quick?
Yes.
Do not want to piss you guys off and bust your balls. But I have a stopwatch, and I've been timing along with you guys, and that last one was cut short.
Well, Dylan finished his spot, and Jessica said she was out.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
what that was. But thanks for watching.
Yeah, may I see the stopwatch, please?
Thanks for busting our balls.
I'm going to need to confiscate that for the duration of the contest.
Got the OJ over here.
No need for that.
You see, Dylan finished with plenty of time, and Jessica said, that's it. We said you have 30 seconds left.
Yeah, she was a little nervous.
Now, the lady has removed her top, or out her top. She has an under top. Will you be eating the pies topless?
No, but will you give me money if I do it in my bra?
No.
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 No. Absolutely not, Miss Stopwatch.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. All right, now you want to do the standing or sitting? Kids, it's your option.
I think I'm going to sit.
She's going to sit. Do you want to sit, Tiny?
Sit.
All right.
Well, all right, so we have Gary and Nancy. That's your pie. 3 minutes on the clock. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
On your mark. Get set. Let's get the microphones down there, kids. Robbie, Lisa, and go.
Lots of pie being consumed today.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. You know what?
What?
It's real helpful if you enjoy pumpkin pie. I didn't, when I drove in today, realize that this would be one of the more difficult shows I've done. A little tougher than you thought.
Mm-hmm.
Right, kids? We have the shaking hand from Gary.
Now, Nancy's doing the scoop. She's scooping all the goo out of the middle.
Whereas Gary broke off half the pie and then breaks off chunks.
Gary made a tragic error early in the competition, Don. He went crust, big crust first.
Let's go with sounds of the game for a moment. Nancy's a quiet eater. Move that right down by Nancy's mouth, Robbie. You've just passed the 1 minute mark, kids. There goes Nancy for some water.
A little tougher than you thought.
I'm a stopwatch.
That made Gary laugh.
Gary's slowing down quite a bit there. Gary, much more difficult than you envisioned.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
1 minute, 30 seconds. You have half the time left now. Here's Nancy. More water for Nancy.
Nancy has made a very big mistake that she's gone with most of the goo from the pie, and it's all crust, which is very difficult to eat.
Right. More sounds of the game, please. One minute left.
What most contestants don't realize is a major part of the competition is crust management.
God.
You're listening to the sounds of the game.
Forty seconds. This is going to be a stunning upset. If Gary doesn't make it to the next round.
Well, it'll be very surprising, but, you know, everybody that has made the pie has actually had extreme difficulty doing it.
Shaking.
A lot of shaking from Gary.
25 seconds. 24. 23. 22.
20. Gary's shaking his head like there.
20 seconds.
You slowing down, Gary?
Mm-mm. 15 seconds. Listen to Nancy. Listen to Nancy eat. She's never going to make it, though.
No, there's way too much crust there.
Oh, you got it.
10. Okay, is he done?
He's done.
Gary's done. Gary's done, and Nancy, 3, 2, 1, and...
No, I'm sorry.
Nancy, sorry, Nancy.
No, sorry, Nancy.
You came so... Yeah, you can spit it back out. You don't have to eat it if you...
Sorry about that. You were... Nancy, you jammed a lot in there at the end, but it wasn't close. Gary, you came on strong there at the very end. I was very surprised. I really didn't think you were going to make it there for a while. Unbelievable, but true. Yeah, you absolutely... One of the Big Ben Club members.
Yeah, there you go. So, Miss Stopwatch, what do you think?
Man, that was hard.
That is the hardest thing.
Everyone that's done it has come out and shared their strategy, and you think, I can do it, and that is hard.
Very, very difficult. All right, that's no shake necessary, Gary, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Gary, you've won $200. Nancy, our thanks.
Thank you.
Some kind of a parting gift for you. And now, can we do
very neat eater, too, Nancy.
Can we let's do the last three right here, and then we'll just get down to the contenders.
All right, very good.
Because right now, everybody's still in except for Jessica, who's out.
Right.
No, I take it back. And Nancy.
We
lost Jessica and Nancy. All right, so now we're going to have Kevin, Jen, and Joni.
Very good.
We're going to have one guy and two more girls coming in here. Okay, and then the next round, we're going to get down to it. We've got Brian, who's working on his third pie.
Yes.
Brian will only have a minute 30 to eat his pie.
Right, wow.
So let's have everybody step in, please.
Now it gets tough.
Hi, kids.
Now look at this. Kevin's brought Cool Whip with him. Hi, Kevin. Or
just stop it.
You'll get past that.
Just stop it.
Just people.
I don't know.
All right, have a seat, all of you, or stand whenever you like.
Hi, kids. Enter and sign in, please. Your name is?
Joni.
Hi, Joni.
The other lady, you are?
Jen.
Jen and?
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hi, and that's Kevin.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Joni, where are you from?
Sterling, Virginia.
What do you do, honey?
Woo! I'm a student at Annandale Nova in criminal justice.
Okay, great.
Now, are these our last three original contestants that we have here?
Three we got. Jen, where are you from?
Fredneck,
Maryland. What do you do?
I just stay at home. I'm a mom.
What are you doing, Lisa? Oh, you have to clean the spooge off the microphone?
Yeah.
And, Kevin, what do you do, sir?
I'd rather not say.
On the microphone.
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
He's a hitman for the mob.
Both Joni and Jen, I'll give you the opportunity to go topless to double your money.
No, thank you.
Jen?
No, thanks.
All right. They both declined.
My mother made me promise.
Boy, do we have the waters for them, kids? They need their water.
Boy, are we lucky. Only Katrina thus far has taken her top off.
And I will point out that the gentleman has now poured a serious amount of Cool Whip onto his pie.
The container.
That might be a good strategy.
Can we pull the foil away from the pie?
Yes, you can pull the foil away. Yes, absolutely.
Are we let everybody do that?
Sure, why not?
I mean,
we haven't. We haven't. So technically, you can't. You can't.
No, it's happened with at least three previous contestants. As long as they don't mar the pie, they can prepare by pulling the foil down.
Yeah, I guess you can pull it down, but you can't take it out.
No. Yeah, you can pull the foil down. Right. You just can't take the pie out of the foil.
They're just trying to get a grip on the pie.
That's right.
Are you all ready? Kevin, Jen, and Johnny, this will be the first three-way we've had. Everybody set with the microphones?
Yes.
Okay, on your mark, get set, and go. Holy God. Now look what this guy Kevin has done.
He's made it into a pie sandwich, which would mean that he is eating every bit of the pie. And it's a very difficult strategy. It's a strategy that could backfire.
It could, but the Cool Whip will act as a pie lubricant and help the pie go down faster.
Sounds of the game. Let's listen to the sounds of the game. Here's Jen. That is Kevin. Here's Jen eating. Jen's having the toughest time.
This is the moment, Don, where most of the contestants realize how difficult a task this is.
Difficult, Joni?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, she says. Mm-hmm. Lisa, we need to keep Jen on the microphone because Jen's about to lose it. Jen's driving into Barf City right now.
Jen has eaten one-tenth of the pie. I believe Joni has eaten one.
Okay, now the
11th.
Now, Jen has...
Like a bite?
No, thank you.
You've just passed the one-minute mark. What happened?
Spit on the back of my head.
All right.
Jen, did you spit on the back of Kevin's head?
A little bit. I saw it.
She's definitely on the left lane of the Puke Parkway.
You're making me laugh.
Jen's on the road to Vomitville. She really is.
Joni, what are you thinking?
What, Joni?
She can't talk.
More sounds of the game. Jen, you got to get right on the microphone, honey, please. Oh. You got to get right on the microphone.
How are we doing on time there, Don?
Coming up on 1 minute 40 seconds.
That's nice.
We do have the plastic bucket ready.
Yes, we do.
1 minute 10 seconds left.
I don't believe that either of our females, and really our male contestant, it doesn't look as though.
Let's get the sounds. Sounds, please. Sounds of the game.
Oh, sorry.
Here comes Jet with some water. Jody studiously eating. Tears. You're turning into an art form over there.
Tears running down Jody's face. Very dangerous strategy here. Pardon.
Mm-hmm. 30 seconds on my mark.
30 seconds.
Oh. Lock that airway, Joni. Look at Jen. Look at Jen go at this. Why, what did Jen do?
Nothing.
What'd she do?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Some get through.
Don't know.
Where is it?
Gone.
10 seconds.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Six, five, three, four, two.
That's it. Don, we lost three contestants.
None of them made it this time.
Joni is, I believe, spitting out half the pie.
That's my hand.
That is.
Please don't play that now.
I am.
Chris.
Oh, my. Jen, I'm amazed that you gave it the effort you did. I thought really halfway through there you didn't have a chance, and I knew you wouldn't do it because your strategy was wrong. You folded the pie in half
and ate it
as a sandwich.
You know
I knew that wouldn't work.
I thought for Kevin that was going to work out.
Now, here's the deal. The pie crust is what everybody is saying is what just grinds it to a halt.
You know, Kevin had a shot, but he had a gag reflex on his last bite, and it stopped him. It just stopped him at the last minute.
All right, Kevin, your feelings, please. I'm sorry you got knocked out. What are your feelings, Kevin?
It's a lot of pie.
You came in rather confident, didn't you?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, when you start doing... When did you realize, how far into it did you realize how difficult it is to eat a pumpkin pie?
When he says 5 seconds.
Really? Yeah. All right, let's go to Jen. And Kevin's a big guy.
Up if I took my shirt off now.
No, honey, again, it's too late.
I know.
But Jen, how much of that pie were you able to wolf down?
I did pretty good, I think.
It should
more
than
me.
And
I did.
Honorable mention.
And poor Joni. Joni, you look like you're going to fall apart over there.
I had about a half of the pie in my mouth. I mean, you saw, and I had the rest of it in my hands, and I think a little crumb from that incredibly hard crust got right in the throat, and there was just nothing else going down there.
Right.
And I... Yeah.
Well, let's give them all a round of applause.
Yeah, all right, guys.
Get out of here, contestants.
Right, everybody.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for listening. So we have lost 5 contestants now.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So when we come back, we've still got Brian, Katrina, Giancarlo, Bridget, Dylan, and Gary.
Very good.
And Brian's going to be going for the third pie, which means he's got to wolf down that baby in 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Amazing but true.
And let's see who's on the line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Let me put a shout-out to CK. He needs to call the office. There's no reason for him to lie to us like that.
Who is CK?
He's an employee that is in your, probably in your outside waiting room.
Well, what's his name?
Chris Cremonis, CK.
What do you want? What are you calling for?
We don't have a contestant named Chris in our contest.
His wife is there.
We have Brian, Katrina.
Right, but his wife is participating.
But sometimes people use the aliases, too, so, I mean, you never know.
I know all the real names of everybody.
There's not a real...
What's the wife's first name?
Thanks, Rob.
Jen.
Thanks for showing me that cool whip, Rob. I really appreciate it.
What's the wife's first name?
Jen.
I am, like, it's right up here.
Jen. And if he's down here with her, what's the problem?
Just lying to the office. I asked him if she was going to participate today. He said no.
Yeah, I want you want to go see if... I mean, maybe we can save the situation. Boy, what a dickhead this guy sounds
like. Yes, I am.
Are you a boss?
Yeah, I'm a vice president. Yes, I am a
boss. Oh, you're vice president.
Vice president. Yeah, being
vice president prick.
Yes.
All right, well, let's see if we can... Well, listen, obviously we don't want you to fire this guy.
You're going to cut him some slack. You understand me?
Oh, he only plays golf 2 or 3 times a week.
You understand me? For this contest, you're going to cut him some slack. Please.
If, in fact, he came down to be with his wife.
I have no problems with that. It's the lying part.
Oh, shut up.
And you've never lied.
Like, when you're going to can somebody, you don't lie to them. Like, for the month before.
No, but can you relay a message? Tell him to call Oscar. Very important.
Now, hold on a second. If
Oscar's my dog's name, dude.
If you're on the level, the guy's coming in here now.
Well, the guy's I'm on the level. He turned off his phone. Tell him to turn his phone back off.
Come on. He turned off his phone. If you're on the level, the guy's
Lisa's
here.
Lisa's got an update.
Jen is here. Okay, she was just in here, the one who was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
She knows this gentleman on the phone. I am 100% positive her husband is not here.
Okay.
Who's watching the five children? The six children, excuse me.
Hey, buddy.
Hold on.
Don't give us the goddamn information.
Ask Jen if she wants to come in and talk to the prick boss of the week.
Yeah, I mean, because the guy isn't here. What?
Don't hang up.
I'm trying to handle two things at once.
Well, no, but I mean, the guy is not here.
All right, we're going to bring Jen in now and let Jen talk to you. Because you seem to know an awful lot, like who's watching the six kids, and you know, you think the husband's here, and we've been told the husband's not here. All right, hey,
seems like a very difficult boss.
No, I'm not. I'm just harassing him.
What an a-hole this guy is, Jen. Do you know this Dick, Chris?
Well, Chris
or Joe.
Is my husband.
I'm sorry, no, Joe.
No, no, you got it right the first time, Chris.
You're busting Chris's balls. I thought you were our friend.
I am, Jen.
Oh, so you're just being funny?
Yes.
Oh, it's not funny.
Not fun.
Dick. Hey,
what a dick.
And now you got yours busted, pal.
See you, Don. See you, Mike.
All right, it was all for nothing. Look at what a boss can do. He gets everybody upset.
Look at that. All right, Jen. You've had six kids? Are you kidding me? Six kids?
Yeah. Really?
You look fantastic.
He's lovely.
How'd you do that?
Hi. No, actually, I have five kids, but
wow.
My husband has two, and we sort of lost one along the way, so the grand total is six.
Well, I'm sorry about that. You look incredible for having five kids.
Thank you.
Yeah, a little round of applause for that one.
Absolutely.
Well, sorry about that guy. Sorry about that guy. You have our right to spit in his face the next time you see him.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There she goes.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Six kids. I'm glad she didn't take her shirt off.
I don't know.
Yeah. You never know. She's hot, though.
She's amazing.
Jen's very hot. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Well, my wife's had two kids, and let me tell you something. The opposite happened.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they were good-looking to start with, but they're better-looking now. I mean, I don't know why it is. Maybe it's because she's 4'10 and a half, but they are... I never say that on the show, but I have to say that right now because I'm like all goofy.
Your wife's got some great cans.
They're marvelous.
Really?
She'll probably not like me saying that, but I'm saying that.
Well,
they're terrific.
We've never noticed, Mike.
Yeah.
That's the correct answer, right?
Very good. That's a perfect answer.
We've never noticed.
That's right.
Oh, when we come back, okay, we will take the pretenders away from the contenders.
You funny man.
We'll be right back.
Mike Show.
Washington, D.C., your number is always 202-432-1067.
Radio Dictators, Don and Mike.
And you know what? I misspoke. We're down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because Katrina was knocked out in the first round.
Yes, she was. Yes.
So we have Brian, Giancarlo, Bridget, Dylan, and Gary.
Now, Brian is... standing on his own right now because he actually is ahead until we modified the rules slightly. So now he is down to a pie in a minute and a half.
Yes, and Brian has already won $500. If he can eat his third pumpkin pie in a minute 30, he will go to $900.
Wow.
All the money we're giving away, and incidentally, hopefully the extra money since we're going over budget, is courtesy of Simply Wireless. Sprint PCS, with a one-year Sprint PCS Advantage Agreement, you can get 350 anytime minutes and over 2,000 night and weekend minutes, 888-222-8484, or hit their website at simplywireless.com.
Yes, Brian, I agree. The end of that microphone is quite attractive.
It's looking funky in here.
It's smelling funky, looking funky.
All right, Brian?
When you added a minute to everybody's time, didn't we put a minute on the minute and 30? Do we have 2 minutes on this round?
No. You ate your first pie.
You've already made more money than anybody.
No, I understand. I'm not trying to hit anybody.
You ate your first pie in 3 minutes. You ate your second pie in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. You eat your third pie in 1 minute and 30 seconds. You eat the fourth pie in 1 minute.
Oh, okay.
Because it was 2 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds, 1 minute, and 30 seconds. And obviously, it's going to be impossible for anybody to eat a pie in 30 seconds.
Brian, could I ask you one favor?
What's happening?
Could you move over just a little bit?
All right, let me see who's on the phone here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, who am I speaking with?
This is Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Dave. You got a bunch of wusses up there. I can eat five of those things in 10 minutes.
Where are you?
Listen, that's what everybody...
I'm in D.C.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah, well, you know, you're not
everybody's
here.
From the other side
and
the
tell
room.
Him how difficult everybody's this is, Brian. This is not an easy task.
Brian, tell this guy.
Oh, everybody's on, got a strategy out in the office. We've all been trying to figure out the best way to eat the pies. When everybody gets in here, there is no strategy. It's the best way you can get it down no matter what you do.
Right.
Thank you, genius. Let's,
that's right, Lisa. That's fine. So just,
let's put a minute 30 on the clock.
That's my view.
Brian, real pressure now. You're eating for $400. Are you ready?
No. Go ahead.
No. On your mark, get set, go.
He's up.
He's got a minute 30.
He's breaking the pie open.
Get the sounds of the game. Here we go.
See how he does. Oh, God. Picked up half the pie, and he's attacking that.
Who is that, Mike or Brian?
That was
well, Mike.
Me.
Oh. I don't like monkey pie. The sounds of the game.
You know, Don?
Yes.
I blocked my eyes, and then it's worse. Which means it's better.
How's he doing?
Doing pretty well.
45 seconds, he's halfway there.
He's almost down to all crust, all the outside crust.
Yeah, but that could
that's
be his down
part. That's
crust management.
Okay.
1 minute. He has 30 seconds left.
Oh, my God.
You can do it. Start shoving.
It's not the first time you said that.
Hey, hey, now.
Hey.
Hi, Steve.
Hey.
10 seconds.
You got it. You got it. Shove, shove. Swallow whole.
No.
Look at there's
no. I don't think so. There's a lot left.
Oh, no, I don't know.
And
nope.
God
spit it out if you want to, Brian. You didn't make it.
God damn it. Yep. There you go.
Pretty close.
I'd like to get the sound of him spinning it out. Well, you guys, you're awful on the microphones.
Why did everybody run away when he turned to?
Yeah, well,
trying to imagine. Brian, I think it is an absolutely remarkable feat that you got that much pie down.
Absolutely, Brian.
Great. In that amount, I think you have nothing to be ashamed of, sir.
Well, I thank you guys for the opportunity.
Pie.
Thank you again.
All over his face.
That was
Jesus. Corey, hey Corey, hi. You're on Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What's up, man? I just want to know if anybody's starting to trip from all the nutmeg and pies yet.
Oh, can the nutmeg make you high?
Yeah, man, we used to take it in high school.
Nutmeg?
Have any real drugs there?
I've never heard of that in my life.
Nutmeg makes you high?
Yeah, you could eat about like a tablespoon of it.
Of course, as Rob would tell you, it's not really nutmeg as much as allspice.
Now, do you feel high at all, Brian?
No, I just feel extremely bloated. The amount of time that I had to sit there and wait to go between rounds.
Yeah, I bet you'll be having a nice BM this afternoon.
Wow.
You might start seeing everything in one color. That's usually what it does.
Well, Rob sees everything in one color, but that's, again, that's just Rob. All right, listen, thank you, Corey. Bye-bye. And, Brian, congratulations. You won
$500.
Thank you. Good work.
Great to go. Nice job.
Simply Wireless. Thank you, Brian. Now let's roll in the next two.
All right, now the last four contestants are all on the same time frame, right?
Oh, yes. We have Giancarlo and Bridget.
Uh-huh.
Bridget, who was topless before, she can keep her top on this time.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. It was kind of a group decision that we made. She can keep her top on.
Good.
So we have Giancarlo and Bridget.
Very good.
They will both be going for 2 minutes and 30 seconds. That's their time to be. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, how are you today?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Great. Well, hey, I just as a loyal listener, I would like to congratulate all your contestants on at least trying and doing what they're doing. I mean, I like pumpkin pie, but, man, I couldn't do what they do.
Yeah. I think they're doing a fantastic job.
They're fantastico. You're correct. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I think Brian was right. Was that his third pie?
That was.
And if you add a minute to all the time, shouldn't he have had two minutes?
You went up at a different increment on the first after the first pie.
I already told you. The first pie we changed from 2 minutes to 3 minutes. The second pie we changed from a minute 30 to 2:30. The third pie we changed from 1 minute to a minute 30. And the fourth pie we've changed from 30 seconds to 1 minute.
Call me a DA.
Okay. DA.
All right, DA. Yeah, thanks, dumbass. Because that's what we're just trying to do. Just give people out of their money.
That's right. Exactly.
That's what we live for.
Do either of the contestants want water?
Do you guys want water?
They
yes,
do.
They do. They nod.
Do. Okay.
Now, it was very difficult to do the pie in the 3 minutes. Bridget, now. Up to the microphone, please. How do you feel about the 2 minutes and 30 seconds?
Okay, do I have to do it again?
Confidence. So you don't need to take your shirt
your
off.
Your shirt?
No,
no,
no.
Sorry
about
that. Did I still get it doubled?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, well.
Like it might not happen.
You are a funny lady.
This is Glanville.
All right. Rob.
Are you a funny one?
Yeah. Rob wants to know, were you ever married to TV's Jerry Glanville?
Yeah.
Former head coach of the Atlanta Falcons and Houston Oilers?
No.
No, okay. Boldy, on the microphone, please.
That's amazing.
We meet our spotters over there. We're going to put 2 minutes and 30 seconds on the clock. So you're both playing for $300 this round. You've already banked 200, Giancarlo. Bridget's already banked 400.
I'm going for six, right?
Yep, you sure are.
I don't have it like she does.
Are you ready? On your mark, get set, and go. Now,
this is the sound.
This is, here we go.
Oh, my.
Sounds of the game.
Mmm.
Did you foresee how sexy this would be?
I tell you, I'm horny right now.
Man, I got wood.
Oh, man.
I got blue steel.
About to have an accident.
Wow.
Did you have her shirt off?
No.
She said no. No,
she's okay. She's all right. She did it once already. If she makes it, I'll double the money still.
Giancarlo going with the eat the goo before the pie crust strategy.
We're halfway there, guys.
It seems that Bridget is going for the whole pie simultaneously.
Let's listen to the sounds of the game again. You have 25 seconds left.
Water for Bridget.
No, I take it back.
No.
No, no, no.
Minute 25.
Yeah, you got a minute 25. Don't worry about it.
I think they are worried about it, Don.
Let me see. I got to move my papers to see how much they got left there.
You may be getting close to needing those buckets.
And the mark now is 1 minute. Bridget's balling it up.
Yeah.
Giancarlo's doing it the traditional way.
Just piecemeal.
Yeah, just taking a bite here, a bite there.
Bridget goes for the water.
I go with the water. RJ, you getting some good pictures for the website? This is a good gross out stuff. Now you got 30 seconds. Oh my God.
Wow.
Okay, let's really enjoy the action here with the last 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
She may make it. She's very close.
See,
hold on, she's still got it on her hands. You got a little bit left in your. No.
Sorry. Neither one of them?
No.
Neither one of them, guys. Spit it out if you want to now, Bridget.
No. So close. Yeah. Look at Bridget. Sorry. Was so close.
She had Carla, you can stop eating, pal. You didn't make it.
She had crumbs in there.
Sorry, pal.
I had crumbs in it before.
Yeah, big crumbs, though.
Yeah, but that, you know, that was just that we'd be a little too generous.
That's
there.
A wad. But you did. You came so.
What an effort, though. What an incredible
you
effort.
You came so goddamn.
Carlo's still enjoying his pie. Amazing but true. How you doing, pal?
Giancarlo, why are you still eating?
Why are you still eating your pie?
Why?
What is wrong with you?
It's good pie.
Good pie.
Now, Bridget, because you did go topless the first round, you have pocketed. Oh, did you still get some on your boobs anyway?
When you got big boobs, that happens.
Yeah, when you got big boobs, it happens.
You know, get some paper towels over there, Gene. Stop eating the pie. You're going to make me barf.
We've got two sweaty contestants here.
I think I should get another constellation prize.
I do, too.
Of course. With Shocker, you want more, Bridget.
A constellation prize.
I said constellation.
Yeah, you said constellation.
That's all right. You're loopy with pie. You're loopy with pie.
Bridget, everybody does get a constellation prize.
But you still won $400.
Yeah, Bridget, you're the second highest money winner today. You get $400. Giancarlo, you walk away with $200, and we thank you.
This is really gross.
He's sucking down his water down.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go.
So now we've got, we got a break. We still have Dylan and Gary to go.
That's right.
We still have two more guys who can still, in theory, go for the big money here.
Absolutely.
So we're not done yet.
I have one more thing to say.
Yes, of course.
There's a shock.
I appreciate you taking over this time slot.
All right, good. You enjoy us on in the middays?
Other than what was here before, yes.
Okay.
She was lovely. Don't you think she should have a pie
Jesus
to take
Christ,
with
it
her?
It was a compliment. I thought it was a compliment.
Jesus, mouse.
No, let's put it like this. Because I don't get to hear y'all. I'll usually cut you off at 5 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, so you get to hear more of the show now?
Yeah.
All right, very good.
All right, thank you,
Bridget.
Thank you, Bridget.
You were lovely.
Bye-bye.
All right. Who's was that your burp, Bridget?
I should have taken my shirt.
That was Giancarlo. Thanks for leaving that in here.
No problem.
Thanks, pal. And thanks for finishing the pie. I know you were disqualified.
Well, Giancarlo's
absolutely.
Good pie.
If you like the pie.
Good pie.
That's my moment, Giancarlo.
Have you back at any time.
My moment today will be watching you finish the pie.
And mine would be watching Bridget pick her teeth.
We all have our special moments.
Take care.
Good work. Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, she wanted a consolation prize. It's Brad Pitt. I'm a star.
Gary, get out of here, Brad.
Get out of here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
A consolation prize.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
I was trying to find out what the size of that pie is.
9 inches.
It's a 9-inch diameter, and how thick is the crust?
It's your standard
normal crust.
Standard store-bought crust.
I know I'd be able to blow those guys away.
No, it's the same. Are you the same guy?
No, it's a different guy. But that's all we're getting. Joe's put on the screen now.
No.
All we're getting now are calls from all these guys saying...
No, you have no idea how dry that pie is.
Hello, Don and Talkers. Don and Mike's show.
Where were they?
Hello?
Yo.
Yeah, hi.
All right, I got a great... How many contestants are left? Any?
Two.
All right. Triple their money and then play that vomiting noise while they eat the pie.
Another producer calling in.
No, listen, please.
Another show producer.
Let us produce the show. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, did y'all have any Blumpkin pumpkin pie?
Blumpkin pumpkin pie.
The Blumpkin pumpkin.
That would be three things happening simultaneously. You'd be sitting down, taking care of business, eating pie, and getting a Monica.
Having a deuce, getting oral, and eating pie.
We'd need more plastic.
Don and Mike show. Let me just say, that's Fantasy Island, man. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Yeah, I should eat that pie, I think.
Oh, come on, get out of here. You should have entered the contest.
The brave souls are calling up.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, I got a nice batch out of that last performance there. She had some real good oral sounds.
You're getting your jerk on?
Yeah, I would like to get that little piece of audio isolated and sent to me so I could batch every now and again.
Oh, batch.
God damn.
Batch.
God damn. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, this is the most disgusting show I've ever heard in my life.
Worse than the Pumpkin Love show?
Oh, God.
You know what? I agree with this caller.
The sound effects, it's killing.
I'll tell you right now, sir, you should be sitting in here. I could handle the Pumpkin Love show.
There's no made-up sound effects. When we just go with the sounds of the game, you're just hearing the people eat the pumpkin.
That's so gross. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, but look at you.
Left and right.
But you're listening, aren't you?
If I throw up on my shirt, you got to buy me a new shirt.
Nah, but listen, you're listening. Thank you. Appreciate that. Love that.
There he goes.
We got a break?
Try sitting here.
When we come back, we're down to the last two. It's Dylan and Gary. Last two.
Gary,
guys.
One of the big men.
Yep. Here we go. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of the jelly donut?
Chock full of number three, the Don and Mike Show.
Tonight, maybe the greatest night in sports in a long time. You go to the Bronx, you got the Yankees and the Diamondbacks in the World Series.
That's right, Don.
You go to the Garden, you got the return of Michael Jordan and the Wizards against the Knicks.
Right.
You go to Annandale, Virginia. Got the Don and Mike gutter balls.
Against just throw the ball stupid or whatever the hell it is.
Just throw the damn ball.
That's it.
Just throw the damn ball. A sports trifecta of biblical proportions. We'll be bowling tonight at 7:30.
And the return of Buzz Melwood Burbank.
Same time. Good planning on our part. Same time as the tip-off for Michael Jordan and the first pitch of the Yankees game.
Well, we'll see you folks out there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing? I'm calling from Long Island. I was wondering if you guys could help me out.
Yeah, why?
I missed the
pumpkin fucking contest up here.
Right.
I was wondering if I could come down there and kind of finish up on what's her name's boobs here, since I got wood from listening to that.
Oh, that's the second call.
Wow.
That means to me that there is a legitimate reality that he may have really experienced that.
Oh, my God.
I can't. You can't deny it.
I just wanted to do the crumbs.
Oh. Get out of here. Get off.
And, you know, you're just adding to my headache.
I just want to do the crumbs. All right, it is our spooktacular day before Halloween show, and we're down to the final two contestants.
Wow.
And they are Dylan and Gary.
Both Dylan and Gary have already pocketed, what, $200?
$200 each. They're going to be going for $300 more. The money we're giving away today currently well over budget, thanks to Simply Wireless, Sprint, PCS. Hit their website, simplywireless.com. Gary, the larger of the two. Slightly larger.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan, skinny guy.
Our two biggest eaters so far.
Yeah. Dylan really, in the first round, he was incredible.
He was.
The skinny guy was incredible.
Maybe the fastest contestant so far.
So, guys, now you're going to be playing.
Dylan, I see you shaking your head a little bit there. You.
Oh, it's you know.
It's just tough, right?
Yeah.
Gary, what are your thoughts heading into the second pie?
I just hope to get through this one.
I think what's happening, Brian explained this to me, that out in the lobby, the wait period does not benefit the contestants as the pie expands in their stomach.
Well, everybody's had the same amount of weight, so.
Even you, Gary.
That's W-A-I-T, not W-E-I-G-H-T.
That is correct.
All right, guys, we're going to give you 2 minutes and 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Sure.
On your mark, get set.
And they're off.
Go. There they go. Again.
He's somewhat frantic.
Sounds of the game, please. These could be the final contestants. And if they do make it past this round, they'll have 1 minute. And then they will continue in sudden death.
So to speak.
Yeah, we hope that they don't die.
Gary takes a moment to wipe the pie from his face.
This is gross.
Mike hates pumpkin pie.
Thank you, Buzz. It's also the way Dylan's eating. He eats differently than any of the other contestants.
Than any other human.
It's like a
wolf. It seems to be working for him, though.
Until now. It's like Wolf Boy.
Oh! Let Gary have some microphone time there, Lisa. Don't be shy with that microphone.
Oh, dear.
Water has spilled.
We've had a water spill in the pie plate, so this is going to be an interesting texture going down.
Could help him.
And perhaps returning.
We don't have any room for them,
too. Oh, we don't, do we? Jesus Christ, if they puke, it's going to be all over.
We don't have any room in the trash cans for them to puke in.
All right, well, guys, don't puke. 1 minute. 1 minute left.
You've issued instructions not to puke.
We got the backup puke can.
We're good.
Okay, so if you're going to spew over your right shoulder.
How are we looking over there?
Yeah, we have watch checked by Gary.
For less than 40 seconds now. We'll let the sounds take us out. The final 30.
All right. Dylan is going for his little mixture.
This little busy mixture.
Will someone complete this round?
I think
Dylan,
Dylan's done. Both of them.
And Gary's done.
They both did.
Incredible, gentlemen.
Absolutely incredible.
Wow.
Impressive.
Okay, fellas. Now, you've each won $500.
$500.
Woo! You have the chance now to win an additional $400.
Unbelievable, guys. Really, what an eating performance. Dylan is still chewing the remnants of his pie. I believe Gary's is already in his large intestine.
Gary's is already at the Play-Doh factory.
Yes,
they turned into BM.
Yeah, I believe he's... Dylan seemed to struggle towards the end there.
All right, going to give these guys a second to catch their breath.
More water for Dylan, please.
Because now we're down to sudden death.
More water. We need more water. Water. Both of them need more water.
Sudden death. One more pie.
A new pie set in front of Dylan.
This is the pie that has to be consumed in 1 minute and 30 seconds.
1 minute and 30 seconds.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, the sounds of Dylan is his name?
Yeah, Dylan eats Dylan. Like a wild animal.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, he makes my baloney pony want to get up and gallop.
What? The third one. Him. The third person who is somehow is sexually charged by this activity.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, 100th caller?
100th caller? Get out of here, 100th caller. Idiot. D.A.? All right, well, listen, guys, you've had... That was for the guy on the phone, the D.A. sound. You've had over a minute.
How you feeling, fellas?
Sorry, don't worry, Gary, it's a microphone. Don't worry. How you feeling?
I'm good.
Feeling good. Gary looks absolutely unfazed.
Gary, how
Dylan,
are you?
Dylan looks like he's ready to fold here.
Dylan, how about you? How are you doing, sir?
This one will be interesting.
Not good. Is your tummy bothering you a little bit?
Yeah, barely.
Really?
All right, now.
No.
Each of you has won $500. If you eat this pie in 1 minute and 30 seconds, you will go to $900 each.
Seriously, another $300 on top of it.
All right, guys. Are you ready?
That was Gary exhaling into it.
That's 400 more, Mike.
I believe that moved the computer screen.
All right, if you guys are ready. And this time, we're going to do what they do at major sporting events.
Right.
No announcing at all.
Yes.
We're just going to hear just the sounds of the game.
Very good.
On your mark, head set, go.
Oh, dear, he's
laughing.
I believe Dylan has, Don, we have something. Dylan has, I think, indicated that he is out of
he's
the
done.
Competition. He's wiping the pie on his head. He's, Dylan, are you throwing in the towel?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dylan's
and
out.
And the nutmeg and everything else. Me too.
Gary, they're out. They're both out.
Thank you,
Donovan.
Right.
Let's give them both a round of applause.
They tried.
There was Dylan. Don, I have to point out, we weren't allowed to speak during that. As Dylan conceded, he wiped the pumpkin stuff on his forehead.
Yeah, he actually made it into a pumpkin pie hat.
Pumpkin actually, shampoo. All over his head is where he... And Gary, really, I mean, for a big man, he's got to go to work. Oh, hey, I envy those coworkers.
Oh, my God, can you imagine today? Well, listen, Dylan and Gary, you're the big winners here. And the Brian Dolls. We had three $500 winners today.
And I think, based on the performance here, I don't think possible
no.
to eat a pie in a minute and a half. But,
no.
But you never know, but you guys did a great job.
You sure did.
So
thank
far.
You, Dylan, and thank
job.
You, Gary.
All right.
Thank you both. And, folks, really, you got to hit DonandMikeFans.com.
Yeah, make sure you get a good shot of that pumpkin on Dylan's head.
You've got to see this. It's like... What was that, Gary?
Let him borrow a tape. Song of the South.
All right.
Oh, right.
He
brought the Uncle Revis tape.
Only available in Japan. Well, Rob will cherish that always.
We got it. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Dylan.
There you go. You ate that pie and zippity-doo-dah.
All right, so let's do some quick math here. We gave away...
We gave away a lot of money, Don.
$500 to Brian.
Mm-hmm.
We gave away $250 to Katrina. Giancarlo, $200. Bridget, $400. Dylan, $200. Gary, $500. Or no, hold on. Dylan, $500. Gary, $500.
$2,550.
Way to go, guys!
Wow.
Good job.
We're screwed. We're so far over budget.
We're screwed. Time for you to have another meeting.
Well, that's what's coming out of here, then.
Okay.
It's got
fine.
Them. All right, well, I'll call the Simply Wireless guys. Hello, Don and Mike show.
They dread those phone calls now.
Hi, it's me again. Because they're only buying us a Mercedes to give away now. Hello, Don and Mike.
Now it's going to be a Mercedes without tires.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, all those guys. I was stirring the soup a mile a minute to the sounds of those guys making that noise.
This is a guy.
This is a guy, yeah.
No, my name is Joanne.
No, no, you're the janitor.
100% chance you're a guy.
You're the janitor.
No, I wouldn't try to fool you, fellas. I listen to you all the time.
No, this is a guy.
Yeah.
What?
You know, Gary, the janitor, what's his, I forgot what
Glenn.
Glenn the janitor, a lot of times won't fess up.
No,
he won't let us have that satisfaction.
I know exactly who you're talking about. You had him in the studio one time.
Yeah. And because you are Glenn the janitor.
You're him.
No.
Come on, fess up.
No, my name is Joanne, and I just called to tell you that I was stirring the soup, and those guys really made me horny.
Oh, you're such a liar, Glenn. All right, if you won't drop the charade, then we're going to have to move on.
All right, fellas. Well, it was very nice talking to you.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Hey,
listen,
I'm very upset, you know, because your guy Joe Ardinger blew me off when I told him that I still hadn't received my prize. You guys are bad.
Oh, all right, you are too.
Get out of here, Glenn. Glenn the janitor. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Yes, all that pie made me hungry. I like listening to that noise.
What is it about this contest? It has become the Shell No Pest Strip again.
It's intoxicating. It was intoxicating.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, it's so intoxicating.
Oh, it's that guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that guy.
That's him.
Oh, God damn.
All right, well, thank you to all of our contestants, and especially thank you to Simply Wireless. And also everybody here at the radio station that helped acquire the pies, move them around.
Good job.
It was a good job, guys.
And whoever the guy is who boldly gave his credit card for all the pies to be purchased today. Oh, that was me.
Hey, way to go, Donald.
I owe you.
Yeah. You sure do. You know how much 40 pies cost?
How much did it cost?
Come on.
A lot.
Really?
A lot.
We'll settle up after the show.
Okay, gotcha.
No problem.
Let's go right to Guy Birdley.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
All right, Mr. Stretchy Shirt, what is the lead story today on the news and the comments?
Today, America reacts to another warning about terrorism.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'll save my comments for the news.
You'll have your chance. We ought to just put some of those guys in a C-130 and have them poop pumpkin on the Taliban.
Stay tuned, everyone.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike Show. That was very
professional.
And Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
That's a national phone number, 877-365-3636 from Washington, D.C. 202-432-1067.
Mm-hmm. Don and Mike, honey.
Hey, now listen to this. We are giving away a brand new Mercedes.
A new car!
Ooh. We are giving away a brand new Mercedes. A Mercedes.
Roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz.
And we will give away the first key on tomorrow's show.
Man, that's quick. That is a quick turnaround right now.
One key a day, every day. Until December 13th.
That's serious prize stuff.
December 14th, that's the key party. If you have a key, come on down. If your key starts the car, boom, you win it.
Boom,
boom.
In the words of the great Warner Wolf.
You win it, you drive it, you take it home.
Let's go to the Mercedes-Benz.
And let's say you're listening to us on WNEW.
Mm-hmm.
Amtrak will get you down here for free. So you can come to the key party. Anybody from New York, come on down. If you live in Seattle, well, Greyhound has many attractive bus plans.
But if you live in Iowa City...
Now, that's right. Iowa
an affiliate
City.
Called said they'll get you here.
Our Iowa City affiliate said that they'll take care of anyone who wins a key to come out also.
You know, really, if you live in Seattle, you only have to come as far as New York. Then you can take the train.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
You know what, Rob?
What?
Seriously, if you were so inclined, that would be a cost-effective way of getting here.
And that's how I think. I can smell profit.
I understand that.
The listener's friend. But we're only going to give away one key a day.
Just a
one.
Day.
One key a day, and the big key show to win the brand new Mercedes is on December 14th. Christ, we're finally giving away something decent for Christmas.
That's very cool. Exciting.
A Mercedes. And I know you like that, Rob.
Mercedes.
German made.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I was just wondering if I actually hotwired the car, can I have it?
Oh, come on, get out of here. Buzz, what do you got in your news show?
Well, the FBI's issued another one of those vague terrorism alerts. This warning says we should watch out over the next week for additional terrorist attacks, either here in the U.S. or at American installations overseas. The Bureau says this is based on credible intelligence information, but it doesn't say what to expect or where. The warning's been passed along to all law enforcement agencies, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the FAA, the EPA, and the Energy Department.
Anybody like me, when you get that, I feel like a decoy.
All right, now.
You know what I mean? I feel like they're not giving us the detailed information because they're worried they'd scare those guys away.
Here's all I want to say, and I'm all for being informed now, but if anybody from the FBI is listening, I'm going to tell you the little story about the boy who cried wolf.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
A little boy named Mike Elston ran into the woods, and he said, Mommy, Mommy, wolf!
Mm-hmm. Robbie, I'll need the sound effect to finish this up.
The what? The wolf?
The wolf. Or anything, you know, give me like the...
We don't have a wolf.
No, don't give me that donkey. Where's the mad dog sound?
Here's the wolf in the woods.
Yeah, sure.
Well, hold on there. Here you go. So, little Buzz walked into the... Mike Elston walked into the woods and said, Mommy, Mommy, there's a wolf! And Mommy came running over, and then he said, ha, 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 there was no wolf.
No wolf.
So the second time he goes into the woods, he said, Mommy, Mommy, there's a wolf! Mommy comes running, there's no wolf. Third time little Buzz goes into the woods, he says, Mommy, Mommy, there's a wolf! And Mommy says, hey, F you. You said there's a wolf 2 other times. And you know what happened?
There is a wolf in there.
Yes.
And the wolf eats the little boy.
That's right.
Very sad story.
So let me pass that along to my
friends. That was a terrific fairy tale.
Let me pass that along to my friends at the Phoebe at the FBI.
You left out the scariest part.
What's that?
It was Warner Wolf.
Yeah.
Boom.
Let me just say.
Let me eat you. Boom.
If you're going to put out a warning, give us some specifics.
No, it was Wolf Blitzer.
Or don't, wolf-like. But don't just,
Wolfen.
Are we playing the wolf game now?
I suppose. I mean,
Scotty Wolf.
No.
Wolfman Jack.
Oh.
Virginia Wolf.
Still one I had, though.
Oh, God.
Who's that author? Somebody, Tom Nero?
Tom Wolf.
No, come on, come on.
Tom Wolf.
No, come on.
I get credit for having it.
That's no fair. I thought of it,
You
though.
Said, who's that author? You
I
didn't know
thought of it, though.
Didn't know. Where's the name? Gone. Where is it? Don't know.
Not fair. I'm not playing with you anymore. Plus, I'm trying to think about the FBI thing here at the same time.
I know. See, I have the luxury of not having to think about the show.
You left out Mr. Wolf.
That's right.
Mr. Wolf. Oh, yeah. We should have had that. All right. We should have had that.
Now,
it's a push?
It's a total push.
A push.
Sure. Absolutely.
Anyway, listen. Stop with the warning something might happen, because you know what's happened, at least in my small circle of people that I converse with. The whole thing has gotten back to this goddamn Halloween thing with don't go to the malls on Halloween.
With that email that circulated to everybody. But I think that I'd like to know what are their if they have credible intelligence, that means they must have some idea of something that they're not telling us. So what they say, I just don't understand it.
They've even come out and said, this is not the anthrax thing.
What they're saying is we have to be on a heightened state of alert. Well, I think everybody is still and will continue to be on a heightened state of alert. I feel like a decoy. Like if they gave us more information on dealing with this, they wouldn't be able to maybe track where this stuff's coming from.
Well, since the FBI issued that warning last night, today, our Secretary of Homeland FBI warning, and he is adding the hint that it is connected to Osama bin Laden. But that's still all they're telling you.
How about telling us just a little more?
I guess they can't do it.
They don't want to tip their hand.
Okay, but they don't want to. They don't want the people that they're getting intelligence from to know that they're getting the intelligence. But it's like, if they know who they are, go get them. Yeah, I don't get it. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
And I would not wish ever anything bad to happen.
Of course not.
Of course not. But if we go another week or so and nothing bad happens, then the next time they come out with another one of these things, people are going to go, ugh.
It's going to be hard to believe.
We've heard this twice already.
And what I heard is that the last time they issued one of these, that may have thwarted an attack. And
maybe that's what they're trying to do.
It's a very weird world.
Well, then they should come out and say, even if they have to speak to us like we're dummies, they should come out and say, listen, the last time we did this, We found out something bad that was going to happen. We can't tell you what it is, but because we did this, it didn't happen.
God, I mean, I really guess that we have to just deal with it. We have to be used to this. This is the way our world's going to be from now on.
Once again, in response to the alert, Attorney General John Ashcroft has canceled his plans to fly to Toronto to meet with Canadian police chiefs. Vice President Dick Cheney has been moved again to a secret location.
He's got a stink bomb.
In New York.
Dick Cheney does.
Governor Pataki's ordered the arming of National Guard troops at Ground Zero and at the city's transportation hubs.
Okay, now, do they all know something that we don't know? Are they all just going on this vague FBI memo thing?
They say the FBI says it has intelligence information, which the Homeland Security Director now says is connected to Osama bin Laden, that something may be in the works for sometime within the next week, either here in the States or some American interest overseas.
All right, I got a guy here who says police are searching cars on 270. Is that true, John?
Yes.
Is now what's the story there on 270?
270 southbound is being shut down near 28.
I just want to urge everybody, I don't doubt that what you're saying is true, but I want to make sure the buzz confirms this. We had a lot of this when some of the other stuff went on. I don't want to, I don't want to get everybody in a fit if it's not really happening.
Well, you're saying
they've shut down 270 south?
270 south. I'm sitting in there right now, and I'm watching the police just walking back. They have, like, four cop cars up at the beginning. I'm towards the very beginning of it, right here at 28. And there's two or three motorcycles sitting on the express lane, or on the local lanes, and there's about four cop cars sitting in the middle
But wait a minute, but what are they doing?
Who knows? Cars?
Who knows? They're just coming through the vehicle.
But they're not searching cars.
Could be anything.
Well, why does it say on the... Did you tell Joe that the cops were searching cars?
Yeah, they're looking in each and everybody's vehicles as they walk back.
Wait a minute, looking in like searching, or are they just looking at people? I mean, make yourself more clear,
please.
Okay, what they're doing is they're actually getting into a car right in front of me.
They're actually going into a car and are they searching everyone's car?
It appears to be that way. I'm not trying to put anybody in a panic right now.
No, I understand.
No, but listen, this will be good for us to hear. Are the cops almost to you?
Yeah, they're about five cars ahead of me.
Oh, this is going to be like playing Hauling for Cash. Yeah, I keep the guy at home.
And I urge that we get a corroborating call so we can, if you see anything, right. I mean...
There's nothing on the wire. We should check with our traffic service as well.
All right, thank you, my friend. Thanks.
Rob's on the phone right now with the traffic service to find out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Getting through quickly as usual.
I'm getting the interference. Tell them the reason they're searching cars on 28 is because Bush is going to Wooten High School right there today.
Well, all right. Well, no, I thought Bush was going to the Yankee game.
Yeah, he is. That's later, tonight. But he was also going to Wooten High School, which is right there where that guy's talking about.
Minutes ago, he was speaking at a high school in Maryland.
All right, well, that could be what it's all about. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Weird.
Oops. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is that guy talking about 270?
Yeah, the guy, the caller was, yeah.
I'm on 270 now. There's nothing that he's talking about, right by 28.
All right.
Nobody stopped. Nobody's nothing.
Thank you. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hey, you wanted a heightened sense of security.
There you go. Yeah.
This is what you're getting.
We're on alert, Phoebe.
And once again, that's why we warn when we get a call like that. Yeah. Let us check it out.
Bring the salt.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
The president was at Wooten High School today. I work for a tow company, and we were impounding cars out of the parking lot to get out of his way today. So that's why they got 270 blocked off, so he can get back on 270 and get the hell out of there.
And if that's the case, I would think, if that really is why they stopped 270, they would check a certain amount of cars back that are going to be following the motorcade.
All right. Okay.
It might be standard procedure.
Gotcha.
Probably.
Okay. But anyway, a lot of people I know are still flipped out about that stupid Halloween thing.
Mm-hmm.
Weird that the high alert now comes, with that falling in the middle of it, basically.
Right. Yeah. I know some people have said they're not taking their kids trick-or-treating tomorrow because
a lot of people have said that.
Oh, Christ, come on.
I'm taking my kids trick-or-treating.
If there is a real legitimate threat tomorrow, mm-hmm. even if they came, they should say, tomorrow is the day.
Yeah, I mean, if they had to say, keep the kids inside on that, fine. I mean, I think really is happening here is they're not giving us enough credit for understanding what was said at the beginning of all this, that we live in a different world, we have to be vigilant, and we'll deal with whatever we have to deal with. God, look what we've dealt with already.
Right. Okay. Buzz.
Security will be tight as Tupperware tonight for both the World Series game at Yankee Stadium and the return of Air Jordan at Madison Square Garden.
What about for our bowling match?
Not so much.
Hey, can I say one thing about that also? Here's what's weird to me. I remember when Clinton was in office, there were a few events that I went to where he showed up. and nobody knew he was going to be there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I understand they make it more secure. There's more security now than there ever has been.
But time.
It just weirds me out that there's the, you know, the whole free world now knows where the president's going to be, and that's just strange to me. I don't get it.
Maybe it'll just be Will Ferrell, though.
It's not a bad idea.
That maybe we're faking them all out.
Absolutely.
A good idea.
That's
such a dead-on impression.
Yeah, right, yeah, because he's so scary good.
Scary identical.
Did you ever see that dumb movie with Kevin Kline? Dave?
Dave. Yeah, where he was the lookalike.
He looks just like the president of the United States.
Yeah, it'll be Will Ferrell down there. And so I see that the president has brought his father and Dana Carvey sitting next to him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
And then that loser from the Sam Adams Brewery. You know the guy that was there, the Clinton lookalike?
Oh, yeah.
We had him just like horrible.
When we were up in Boston, they had this guy at Sam Adams. They paid to walk up and down Radio Row. The guy looked like Clinton. Mm-hmm. Now, it didn't translate to radio, and you never heard him on our show because it was so bad. The guy looked like him, but like when he sat down to talk, he sounded like a normal guy.
Hi, how are you? And he walks around, and we were watching him just going, how sad is that?
His whole thing was, I've been on the Jay Leno show.
Yes. Right.
I've played Clinton on Jay Leno.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a silent role, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. You know, they always show him like in a bathtub or something going, whoa!
Yeah. Hey, what can we do for you?
Hey, I was just calling to tell you guys that you guys are great.
Well, thank you.
I live up here in Washington State. You guys were just started getting carried like 2 weeks ago or so.
All right, on the buzz.
Yeah, right. You guys kick ass, man.
Thank you, dude.
I took your advice from BJ Shea.
He
told everyone to listen to you guys, and you guys are awesome. Oh, no, talk in the morning for
that's,
me.
That's the disc jockey BJ Shea, who said that they should everybody should listen to us.
BJ Shea.
And those of you in Seattle, let's get this grassroots campaign going to get those douchebags Mark and Brian off.
Amen, brother.
So that you can hear the whole show.
So you guys kick ass, all right?
Thank you, man.
All right.
Bye-bye. Attica. Bye. Attica, we got a break, Buzz.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Mike Show. Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
Ooga shaka, ooga.
Satan's imps. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now listen, tomorrow's Halloween, and we've got a big spooktacular. Mr. Skin's coming back on the show tomorrow.
All right.
Tell us all about the top Hollywood horror nude scenes.
Yeah, there's been a lot of nudity in Hollywood horror movies.
Yeah. Also, that real-life Ghostbuster we never got to her today, she's coming on tomorrow.
She's got a weird name, doesn't she? Something Echo?
Yeah, it's like, it's not Echo in the Bunny Man. It's Echo Bodine.
Echo Bodine. Yeah, hello, Danny.
And listen to this. Tomorrow, Joe Ardinger, trick-or-treating for beer.
All right. Absolutely.
Live on the show.
Beautiful. We'll see how many beers Joe can get.
No costume, no nothing.
Of course
no
not. Specific flavor of beer.
Just sending Joe out with a cell phone in neighborhoods in the middle of the day. Ding-dong, trick-or-treat. Can I have a beer?
Really? And he won't have a trick-or-treat bag. He'll have a cooler with him.
We're going to see how many beers Joe can get tomorrow when he goes trick-or-treating. Hold on. Need the touch toes here as we go into the world of Guy J. Birdley, 877-365-3636. Dial recklessly right now. Call 100. Prize package selected especially for you. Don and Mike, Gutterball tonight against the team's called...
Just throw the damn ball.
Throw the damn ball. That's tonight at the AMF Lanes in Annandale, Virginia. We'll be there at 7:30, same time as the World Series and Michael Jordan.
Brilliant.
Good planning. Now, once again, here's Buzz.
Anthrax Roundup in 35 seconds or less.
Ready, go.
We may have our first case of at-home anthrax. A New Jersey woman who does not work in a mail room's gotten a skin version of the disease. In New York, a woman who appears to have inhalation anthrax is in critical condition. Postal workers in New York, New Jersey, and Florida have gone to court to try to shut down their mail processing centers. Five more government offices in downtown Washington were found to be contaminated yesterday, including the Supreme Court, the State Department, the Agriculture Department, the Food and Drug Administration, and a building housing Health and Human Services and the Voice of America. Today, two more postal facilities. That brings to about 22 the number of contaminated federal buildings in the D.C. area. End of update.
Good, 30 seconds. And no great loss with Voice of America, incidentally.
Yeah.
Ever listen to that? P.U. Makes NPR sound like a high-energy top 40 station.
Hey, come on now. It's good for people around the world. It sends a message of hope in the United States out to all the different countries.
Please, VOA.
Listen to that. What is that sound?
A new report's out on consumer confidence. It's not good. Our confidence in the economy dropped more than 11 points this month to its lowest level in 7 years. It was the fourth monthly drop in a row, and it was worse than experts expected. Those experts say it's because of the layoffs since the attack on America. Our confidence in our government's ability to protect us from terrorism is also down. It was 35% last month. This month, 18. And more than half of us think another attack is likely. Last month, 2 out of 5 of us thought the U.S. would capture or kill Osama bin Laden. Now only 1 in 4 of us think so. Say goodbye to Jacques Nasser.
Goodbye.
The president of the Ford Motor Company, who became known as Jack the Knife for his cost-cutting, has been replaced by company chairman William Clay Ford, Jr.
That's too bad, because he did great commercials when the tires were exploding.
Hello, I'm Jacques Nasser. You have my word on it.
This puts a family member in charge of the company's day-to-day operations for the first time since 1979.
Ford, fix or repair daily.
I never really expected to hear the words layoffs at MTV, but the stock for parent company Viacom has fallen 36% in the past year.
Are they firing the fat guy with all the tattoos who does the news on MTV, too?
No, these will be people you've never seen.
How about that load, Kurt Loder?
No, I think all behind the scenes, folks.
Not Carson Daly.
Costs have to be cut, so MTV Networks is cutting up to 9% of its workforce, about 450 employees. That includes workers at VH1, Nickelodeon, TV Land, and the National Network. Viacom President Nel Carmazan's ordered cuts in all divisions as the company tries to fight the effects of a serious slump in advertising.
That was simply a fanfare for the executive you named.
Yes, absolutely. Who we will not name.
The TV syndication company that distributes episodes of Seinfeld to local stations says it's pulled a show in which George's fiancée dies after licking poisonous envelopes.
Oh, come on.
Jennifer Lopez.
You know, this is really...
Come on.
Who are these people?
It's one of the funniest damn episodes. It's a whole series of episodes.
Who are these people?
Jennifer Lopez is refusing to go to New York to promote her new clothing line because she's afraid.
Yeah, now listen.
According to the New York Post.
She's from Brooklyn.
Right.
She is from Brooklyn. Get your big Brooklyn ass back home.
I can't believe it. Like Shannon Elizabeth, Gwyneth Paltrow says she's stocking up on gas masks, food, water, radios, and batteries.
Shannon Elizabeth.
You know, these celebrities that are doing this really are helping their country, really feeding into the fray.
Shannon Elizabeth really wants to, she should stock up on some acting lessons.
There you go.
Paltrow tells Access Hollywood she's not happy
and
about...
Show your tease.
Yeah.
Not happy about being in the NBC building where Anthrax was found for this week's Saturday Night Live.
Oh, well, then save us all the time and trouble to see your pasty, thin, emaciated, Ally McBeal caterpillar of... what's the insect body?
Praying mantis.
Yeah, praying mantis. Thank you, Mike. Praying
mantis.
You're
welcome,
Don. Get the F off TV, you ugly bitch.
Regis Philbin.
And I hated you in that stupid Shakespeare movie. I really did.
Regis, accused of cheating on his wife in the Enquirer 1 year ago, is in the magazine's latest issue telling readers they won't get anthrax from buying or reading the tabloid. Jesse Jackson says Halloween...
I wonder how that worked out. I wonder how that deal came down.
Yeah, really.
Good question.
Hello, is this Regis Philbin?
You got to pull that story. Please.
We've got the photos.
No, I know you have got the photos. It's all true, but please, for the love of God, what can I do for you?
How would you feel about a cover story in which you say... is safe to read.
But I was reading something the other day that said you might be able to contract it by any paper that you... I'll do it.
We have the anal pictures.
The ones... Seriously? With the guy or with the woman? Why are you laughing at me?
With the Notre Dame leprechaun.
Really? And Gelman?
Gelman's there.
Oh, no. All right, I'll do whatever you want.
All right, here's the headline.
Okay.
Regis says, Enquirer is safe.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. Quote me as much as you want and come up and take pictures. But not those pictures of me doing anal.
You're going to love this. The Friars Roast for TV's Aaron Spelling didn't go so well the other night in Beverly Hills.
This is Aaron Spelling.
Comedian Jack Carter was rushed to the emergency room by his wife after he started bleeding. Oh. He tells Variety he's waiting for test results to see why.
Oh, now that's... Started bleeding from where?
It doesn't say.
Oh, God damn it, why doesn't it say?
Also that
night. You know where. Yeah. From the ass.
From the anus?
Yes.
Also that night, the wife of George Schlatter, who produced Laugh-In, fainted. She was also taken to the hospital from the Friars Roast for test.
That's like the funniest roast I've had in years.
Spelling himself didn't look very healthy, and in fact, he and comedian Norm Crosby swapped cancer stories at the roast.
Oh, my God.
Aaron Spelling Roast had already been delayed for several weeks as he recovered from chemotherapy.
Oh, Jesus.
In sports, a big night for sports, especially in New York, where there's never been one bigger. The Yankees host Arizona for Game 3 of the World Series, and Michael Jordan returns to the NBA tonight as the Washington Wizards open their season.
Those are two pretty big sports
series. Madison Square Garden against the Knicks, and here in Washington, the Gutterballs take on Just Throw the Damn Ball at AMF in Annandale at 7:30. All events at 7:30.
It's exciting Gutterball action, and tomorrow you hear on the show, who will be the star of the game?
You are looking live tonight, the return of Buzz Melwood Burbank. Will he make the difference? You'll have to wait and see as the Gutterballs take on Just Throw the Damn Ball. It should be spectacular, and it all happens at the Adios MFers in Annandale.
And finally, even with their ladders and other equipment, firefighters in London were unable to get Gary Carter out of the tree. They had to call in help from rescue workers with climbing experience. The whole thing was made more difficult because Carter was unconscious during the rescue. He was eventually snatched from his perch in the tree some 25 feet in the air near the Red Lion pub. And later, at the hospital, after his post-alcoholic blackout, Gary said he still doesn't remember ever even leaving the pub.
Gary Carter? You mean the guy who played for the Expos and the Mets?
No, this is the British Gary Carter. You don't know him.
Don't get me going on him. He's dreamy.
But quoting this Gary, I've got no idea how I got up that tree. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Gotta go. Listen, thank you to everybody who came by today for the pumpkin eat-off. Tomorrow, the spooktacular, and as always, thanks to Simply Wireless and Sprint PCS, simplywireless.com. See the pictures of the contestants on donandmikefans.com. All right, bowling tonight, Gutterball action, AMF. Plains, that's in Annandale, Virginia. Complete recap on tomorrow's show. Thank you again so much for listening. Thanks for all your great phone calls today. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Huh? Got to disqualify us. Sorry. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, I'm on with caller.
Yeah, well, is that a question or a statement?
That's a statement.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Sorry, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
That is how you do it. What is your name?
I am Walter from Bakersfield.
Walter from Bakersfield, California. You've won the Shrek prize pack, and that includes, that's a good prize now, a one-year rental card from Blockbuster, 52 weeks. Every week, go and get yourself a brand-new DVD. Don't forget that Shrek is coming to video. Right now at Blockbuster, get a 10-week rental card, get a free DVD or VHS copy of Shrek when it releases the video on November 2nd. That's courtesy of Blockbuster Video. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Radio station KGEO in Bakersfield. Another one of the affiliates that's running the show live. That's the way you ought to run it. That's it. Thanks for a good one. See you again tomorrow, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 And Rob.
You, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Please throw that hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Aw, no.
Just people. You're not even trying.
I'm a little queasy.
We'll see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.